This week's episode of Santa Blows Reindeer has been preempted and will return next week, so WSWN can bring you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Christmas Celebration.
The Shining Wizards podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hey Wizards, Big Red here. We just stepped out of the ring to drop you a little holiday love.
We see the magic you bring every year, so this time the magic's on us.
From the whole locker room, thanks for keeping the lights bright and the crowd loud.
And may your holidays hit harder than a spinning heel kick, baby.
Welcome to a very festive episode of the Shining Wizards podcast, episode 774. Tonight we have the fallout for AEW World End. New champs crowned, new necks needed, new teeth needed. A lot of shit happened on that one. Plus, we don't fear the Reaper tonight as we got the 2026 death pool for Tony to win, probably. Also, we open our Christmas gifts and see who was naughty or nice. And I'm done making dumb jokes. So let's just get into it with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brondo!
Double T.
Tony with his mic on for a change.
That's Kevin.
Gentlemen, happy Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How is everybody doing? The whole gang is back together.
Handsome Kevin's return from the prodigal land of the prodigal son and all that good jazz and Mexican food. And
I'm back. Fuck me.
Hey, I got to ask you, HK, I heard when you arrived back to Minnesota, you celebrated by going to another Mexican restaurant.
I did. What I text Double T to ask him a question about reservation decor, and then he text you and go, it's fucking hand job. He's asking me questions.
Well, not for anything, but you and your wife are ready to go fucking work in the kitchen because a bunch of people showed up for food. Like,
hey man, there's only two people working the floor. I offered to host. I'd happily help them out.
That's an RL problem, not an HK problem.
I'm happy to help out my people.
You bring them
your people, the Jesus, dude.
They're not his people.
What did Vince call him the other night?
My people?
No, he called them the Fodorans. Because they're Honduran, but they're fake.
Oh, they're real Hondurans.
Yeah, they're fake Mexicans.
What did he call them? He called them something.
I forget. All the nonsense we say when we play video games.
Yeah. Asking you.
Well, welcome back, HK.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
How was your Christmas in the Caribbean?
It was fantastic. Love going to the resort. Love the people down there. They treated us great. Weather held up, but like one day we got a little bit dicey, and my morning walks, there was kind of beautiful being able to walk along the beach there and up and around the entire resort. It was
not a circle.
I thought about it. I thought it kind of was kind of one big giant circle. Now that you mention it, Tony, if you think,
you know, your wife actually joined us last week.
For
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, right before we went to dinner, I was going to chime in too, but we were just on the way out, and she'd opened her phone, and she was like, "Ha, what up, losers," or whatever. She said. I was like, yeah, off we go to dinner. So.
I don't remember her calling us losers. Do you guys?
I don't think she called us losers.
Yeah, either. I definitely don't remember that.
She just said hi, fellas, or something nice, because Molly's a nice woman.
Yeah,
Brundlefly said he remembered it.
Yeah, but she said in a loving type of way.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Brundlefly, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, spent it with a bunch of family in a few different spots. Got some good stuff. The kid had a great time. He got a ton of shit. So, and I was off of work for 4 days, so it was great.
I like nice. To hear that.
Yeah.
Mr. Tony, how was your Christmas?
Low key. Not the wrestler, the lifestyle. Went to my sister-in-law's, saw the kids, got some neat white elephant gifts. My son got the flu, so that's been a hoot.
Fucking everywhere, dude.
And I went to Awake yesterday, so yeah, everything's been hunky dory.
Jingle all the
way. No, but Christmas is great. I got a guitar so I could actually play Festival the way it was meant to be played. So
you didn't get a guitar.
I got a guitar.
It's a video guitar.
You didn't get a guitar.
I got a guitar.
You didn't get a guitar.
I got a mandolin. Hey, local news. Did you see this chode that stole a mandolin from a music shop in Teaneck over the weekend?
Or really?
Just before Christmas? Yeah, so he was on camera, his face, him putting the mandolin in his jacket, walking out of the music store with it. He sent it back with a note that said, "I'm so sorry. I was drunk. Merry Christmas."
It's all forgiven?
I don't know. They said that. They said no arrests had been made at this point, but they seem to think like it's kind of blown over now. So
not, at least he returned it.
Yeah, true.
But. No strings attached.
Jimmy Hart got his microphone back for the
his megaphone.
A megaphone. I tried not to. That was a great line, Brundle. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Stomped all over it. Did you gentlemen get any wrestling-related gifts for Christmas?
I got a shirt.
Or did you have adult Christmases like normal human beings, unlike the child that I am?
Well, Double T, we didn't ask you. How did you do for Christmas? Where'd you go? What'd you do? What'd you get?
Oh, Christmas was great. I went to my father's, and then we went to my wife's sister's, and I was the I don't have kids, right? And I love being an uncle. So I am sitting at the table with my nephew. We're like at like the breakfast nook, and I'm talking to my sister-in-law's husband while he's cooking, and the kid's just eating the pretzels off the charcuterie board, right? Great. He's fucking, he's not saying anything. He's just stuffing pretzels in his mouth. So he gives me a piece of pepper jack cheese. I like pepper jack cheese. So I fucking eat it, and I keep going. Like a minute later, I look down, and he's like, I guess I was like the cheese test dummy. If Uncle Matt can eat it, I can eat it. He did not like spicy food. So he's like trying to get the cheese off his tongue. And then because I don't have kids, like when he went to touch me with his nasty half-eaten cheese fingers, I jumped out of the chair. And I was like, nope, nope. Someone get a real adult in here to clean up this kid.
A real adult?
Oh, yeah. I had a great Christmas. It was great. I got all fucking, my wonderful wife got me. I got a mini fridge in the podcast room. So I don't have to go downstairs for anything. She got me an autographed Dan Marino football helmet.
It's a beaut.
She got me
laces out.
I got a wonderful, great Muda figure.
Nice.
And then my and mommy and the rest of the family, they got me all like wrestling books and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything stand out?
Oh, God. I got a ton of the Ian Douglas books. He wrote a book on Bugsy McGraw. I got a Plowboy Frazier book. I got a bunch of the Titan Shrinking, Titan Sinking books.
Nice.
Nice. Killer Cross book. I got the Barry Darso book. Oh, I got a ton of wrestling books. I'm so excited.
You got a lot of reading to do, my friend.
Oh, my God. I'm almost done with the Monsoon book.
Yeah, I'm still stuck in his college days at Ithaca. I haven't picked it up in a while.
Holy shit. No, it was good. It was great. I was home by like 4 o'clock. It was nice and low key, put on a fire. Jersey Cow Jesse came over and hung out with us. It was perfect.
Huh. I think Molly's throwing herself under the bus.
I would not.
It makes me look like an ass. HK got nothing.
He's got you, Molly. He doesn't need anything else.
Oh, he's blessed. He's so far blessed, he doesn't even comprehend how blessed he is.
Yep, no kids.
With his fucking John Moxley V-neck T-shirt. five pubic hairs. Oh, dude, I was saving that for this show. I was going to go, won the Continental Classic? Fucking awesome.
Look at us.
Lost my teeth? Fucking awesome.
Do you guys do anything for New Year's?
Well, New Year's hasn't happened yet, but I'm planning on staying home and doing nothing. So, really.
Do you do anything for New Year's?
I'll probably order food from somewhere. I don't know if my new pizzeria spot is going to be open on Wednesday, but
Papa John's deal though. What was it? Two pizzas and a Mountain Dew. You wonder why you're fucking
two pizzas and two topping pizzas and a Mountain Dew for $22.22. How could you go wrong?
Well, let me count the ways
you can go wrong.
Yo, my man, the delivery guy, he's so nice. He's like, my friend, how are you? How's everything? The family's good. The kid's good. He came by when he was delivering near me during the garage sale last October. And he stopped by for like 10 minutes. He's like, oh, what are you selling? I was like showing him everything. And yeah.
Did he buy anything?
Papa John's good guy. Oh, I show him everything, bro. I showed him my prick.
Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. I said, put this on a fucking shakaroni.
Got your shakaroni right here.
Is that still? We don't have Papa John's out here no more by me.
Yeah. Oh, no, that Moss, sucks to be you,
Papa
then.
John's. Papa John's. No, Yon's. I'm okay with that. I don't need Papa John's.
We do have a Buffalo Wild Wings takeout window in Kearney, so I might maybe order up some wings for Wednesday. It's always a good call.
All right. Brenda, what about you?
Going to my best friend's house. He's been having he has a New Year's party pretty much every year for the last, like, feels like 15, 20 years. So okay. Head up there with the family.
I like that. You can watch the GCW show.
No. if I wasn't, you know what though, if I wasn't going anywhere, I would walk over to the GCW show and celebrate that way.
Whoa. All right. What about you, handsome Kevin?
Well, last year we started, we're going to do like an every year go hang out with J-Bo and J-Bo's family. So we're going to continue that this year. We're going to head over there and bring some, you know, little appetizers, keep it nice and easy and spend the new year with my best bud J-Bo.
By appetizers, do you mean veggie platter?
Yeah, we'll probably make a veggie platter.
Yeah. Nothing fun, Tony. You could have just asked. By appetizers, you mean nothing fun.
Actually, J-Bo's a hell of a hand in the kitchen. He actually worked for me for a while in the kitchen during the summer when he had the summers off for teaching. Great in the kitchen. So you can make a lot of good stuff. And Molly's pretty good. I retired, so I'll just throw veggies on a plate and I'll be fine.
Pretty much. I mean, that's what happened when we went to visit him. He just ate fucking protein bars and fucking carrots.
It's probably a good thing you slept in the basement.
If it wasn't for Molly, me and Al would have fucking starved to death. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, boy. What's the look at Mark now says. Sorry.
No, no worries.
Mini Canisius, pigs in a blanket, and onion gimmicks. What's an onion gimmick?
Maybe like in blooming onion or like onion dip.
Onion dip maybe, or like Funyuns, something like that maybe.
I'm not taking. I'm sorry, HK. That's your. I was doing the comments last week.
Yeah, no worries, man. Grab him whenever you want to grab him. I saw it and I was bringing it up because he said, "What's that?" And I went, "I know exactly where it's going." He wants to know what a Knish is.
I know what a Knish is.
Picking a blanket.
I've been called worse, but yes, I know what a pig in a blanket is.
He says puff pastry with onion.
Oh, with onions.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
All right. I dig it.
Brundo, I got to ask, are you getting a 50 sack of some white manas to bring to your friend's house for the party?
No.
I was so tempted to order a case from White Castle today, and something in my head said not a good idea.
So I think some of your ass probably said not a good idea.
Oh, no, my asshole loves it.
I was also looking at White Castle for lunch, but I didn't feel like going. So I like entertained the idea of DoorDash and I was like, I'm not paying fucking $40 for White Castle.
Why? Sometimes you just gotta do it, man.
Today was not today. I could have just got, if I had more time, I would have just drove to the White Castle. But
no,
I hear you.
Yeah, White Castle's not too far from me in Newark either. I probably could have drove there, but I get lazy.
You know.
Yeah.
Lazy? No.
Yeah, a little bit.
Production's awesome. I love the production. You do a great production.
You'll love next week's too. I'm already working on other stuff. I'm sure you saw some stuff in Canva. I don't know if you've been in there.
I was in Canva today, but I did not look through the.
Okay. Yeah, because it gives you like the last 10 things that you were working on the screen. So I'm like, I hope Matt's not looking at this shit today.
No. I went in. I did what I had to do. I updated the picks. I updated the street team schedule, and I'm out.
And I think the Shining Wizards are going to interrupt regularly scheduled broadcasts from now on. I just got to get a little more creative.
I got to say, good job getting Tropic Al to introduce.
Right? Fucking Big Red or whatever his name was.
The island boy. The ginger bear.
Weird ass videos.
I just realized something too. We're opening gifts. I think I'm gonna need to get like a scissor or something because I got an awful lot of boxes here.
Yep.
I'm looking. I was like, the one thing I didn't fucking remember to bring over here.
Scissors?
Yeah, scissors. Scissors. Yep. Is that what I said? Did I say that?
No, that's what I said. Oh. We do zero fucking show prep. So
no, wait, that's not true.
It's very true.
Bruno sent notes.
What up?
I got banners.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I did production.
Yes, but like we come on like early and we just end up just bullshitting. Like, what do you guys do? We want to talk AEW? Do you want to even bother with current wrestling? Do we just want to do gifts, death pool, homework? What are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling gifts. Yeah, but I need to
hit up gifts.
I need to get a shank like HK has.
Shank.
Yes. So give me like 30. You guys talk amongst yourselves, and you don't have to shut my camera off.
Oh, he's got jokes, this motherfucker. Was it wearing the same shirt you wore last week?
You too. I wore that all day Christmas Day, all around the resort.
Yes. Change the red shirt.
Is that a Miko Maestro shirt?
It sure is.
That guy. He's in like the fucking, like, he moved to like some fucking island in the middle of nowhere.
Really? What the fuck?
Yeah, when I was doing God damn, I gotta find the message now. When I was working on the anniversary show, right? I reached out to him, like, of course, as much as I like to, you know, bust balls, right?
Yeah.
I reached out to him. He moved to the Marshall Islands.
You talking about Miko?
Yeah, because Brundle's got a Miko shirt on.
Do you realize how far the Marshall Islands are away from us?
No.
What are they in, like Seattle or like Washington or?
No, dude, it's in fucking Marshall Islands, Indonesia.
Yeah, they're like fucking near like New Zealand and shit.
I guess he's never coming back.
Far. And he just became a citizen, dude.
Right.
He must be running from the feds or something.
Maybe he found some schmuck in the Marshall Islands that'll let him book a wrestling card on his front yard.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Could be.
He tried to book a show in my house.
The Marshall Islands are about halfway between Papua New Guinea and Hawaii.
Jeez. What the fuck is he doing out there?
He's in the middle of the ocean living his fucking best life.
Not eating reindeer, I'll tell you that.
What wrestling promotions are in the Marshall Islands?
I bet you there's none.
No.
I'm going to start a federation. Not Marshall Islands Wrestling Federation, Majuro. Here we go. It's on Facebook.
Looks like Tropical almost took a job there.
Oh, but this is like collegiate wrestling.
Yeah, it's not fucking...
He's...
It's not real wrestling. Yeah.
That doesn't count.
So I almost said that? Yes, I almost said that. Now, let me ask you guys. Let me ask you guys with the gifts, right? I got to ask, right? Maybe I brought this up before and we've done Christmas shows in the past, but when you do gifts at home, right, is it just like a fucking free-for-all, or does everybody like open a gift at a time so you can see what everybody got?
Free-for-all. Yeah. We do a gift at a time whenever we've done gifts.
Now, usually I sit on the couch like a lazy fuck. And my wife and my son get under the tree and it's like, okay, this one's for you. Give this one to daddy. This one's for mommy, you know, shit like that.
And give it to daddy.
Yeah, we just open them up. Like we don't, it's not just like rip, 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 but like I'll open one while my kid's opening one. Yes, and I'm like, yes. Look what I got, blah, blah, you know, but it's not like 5 and 6 year olds just fucking tearing things and shit flying everywhere.
Giving it to daddy.
No, cause the first year I did Christmas with Rhiannon and her family, like I had a stack of gifts and like I went to open one and they were all done opening their gifts. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I was like, we opened our gifts. I'm like, yeah, but what did you get? Ooh, I didn't see what you got.
Yeah, I'm with you, Double T. I'm with you.
I want to see what it is.
Yes.
All right. So who's all right. So we all mailed each other gifts.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we did.
Full transparency. Sure. One gift I got was left out in the rain. My wife opened it just to make sure the contents inside were good. I don't know what's in it.
I think that was mine.
Okay, so there is a box that was open, but I did not look inside of it. I don't know what's in it, but it was left out in the rain by the garage, so I had her open it. Look, I'm not the mailman, dude.
I know. It's fucking gorillas. I get it.
Gorillas.
At least you know where the post office is.
Who's?
I know where it is.
Who wants to start Christmas guests?
Handsome Kevin will start. You know what? Let Brundo start. Brundo's the new guy, right? The newer guy.
The new guy. Where are you going to start, Brundo? Who are you going to start with? What are you going to start with? We have Christmas music?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, I'll start with
Shining Wizards Brundo in an Amazon package. Brundo,
a nice Amazon package. I bet you I'm the only jerk off that wrapped his presents, too.
You sure are.
What does that mean, Brundo?
I literally have one Christmas song in here.
Is it No More Presents for Christmas by King Diamond?
No, it's the one that we used in the opening, Christmas in Hollis, which is a remix by Army of Sharkness. The singer in that was Joey Soup. Remember Joey Soup?
Joey Soup. I do remember Joey Soup.
That was Joey Soup singing that song.
All right.
Do you want me to wait for the music to...
Oh, it's playing. It's in the background. Oh, okay. It's real quiet.
All right.
You got Brundo a hearing aid.
I got Guinness Book of World Records.
Tape measure, Brundlefly. Now, what I need you to do with the tape measure is I need you to go to the bathroom.
Oh, this fucking dildo.
Fucking
wow.
I thought you were going to make a prick measure.
Yes, seriously.
After you measure the tile, right, then you can remember which one it is. You can, you can measure your long nuts, all right? And then I'll get mine, and I'll measure my
long. You're the one with long nuts. You know what? If we take a break, I'm fucking measuring it.
Please do. I want to know exactly. Like, I want to know where it is on the scale of Guinness, though. Like, how far...
I mean, HK.
Thank you, HK.
Did you listen to last week? No, I mean, Bull Buchanan said, it's fair game at this point.
Oh, yeah. I trust Bull Buchanan more. Ron Reese said it too. The Yeti, Bull Buchanan.
They're not your friends. I'm your friend, Brundlefly.
Yeah, wait, how do you know Brundo has not made friends with these gentlemen yet?
You get friends with them?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what happens when the microphone
gets cleared. They cleared me. I'm their friends for life.
Okay. All right. All right. See if you can use the Guinness tape measure to measure their nuts, too.
All right, who's next?
I laughed so hard when I saw that.
HK?
HK? Oh.
Yeah.
What this is, this says New York Global Logistics Company to handsome Kevin Rogue. All right.
It might be one of mine. I think it is.
What is that?
Why am I on underwear for handsome Kevin?
Holy shit.
These are the best.
Did you get Tony boxers with hearts?
Yes.
Great. Now when you got fucking pre-cum, it's going to be all over my lips.
How's that any different?
I'm using this as a... This is a landing pad.
Happy birthday to me, I guess.
Yes. Happy birthday to me. Thank you, Brundle Fly.
Holy shit. I'm afraid to open any of these gifts now. I didn't realize you guys came to play this year.
I mean, I think mine might be in the similar fashion. I think this is also a GoFo. double T Bowman. What the fuck am I going to do with Miko Maestro?
Holy shit.
He's in the Marshall Islands. He's never going to know that I have Miko Maestro underwear.
Are we opening these, the GoFos? Is that what that is?
Go for it.
I open.
All right. Well, I guess I'm GoFoing for it now.
I can't wait to see what kind of underwear Tony got. Santa Claus. Who's on it? Darby Allin?
My favorite phony Mexican. Look at that with the fucking hat and everything. This is the best. Like, he's on my ass now, too. Holy shit. I kind of want to put these on now.
I never want to take them off.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Holy shit, dude.
I would. Wow. You know, I don't, Molly's in the chat, so she will see. Tony. You can't tell Margie, and you just need to put those on one day, and I want to hear her reaction.
I might put them on now and just go walk upstairs.
How am I gonna this is, and he's like got such a mean face. Like, how do I explain to my wife this was a gift?
My God.
I like how his face is in the zipper.
Yeah, yeah, for all of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God, imagine how excited our bitches are going to get now when they see us in these underwear.
Somebody don't need no Cialis, that's for sure.
Fuck no.
Brenda, I hope you got yourself a pair made.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Fucking handsome Kevin on my underwear.
We gotta wear them for the live in studio show.
Please. All right, I'm going reverse order. I got a package here from Molly Rogue. Let's see what handsome Kevin sent to me that was meant to be for his wife by mistake.
Did we ever get to the bottom of that?
I don't know why it's sent that way.
What? IP sitting down. Oh, my God. Man, if I don't get boxed tonight, I did something wrong. That's fucking awesome. Handicap shirts? Fucking awesome.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I guess
I'll go to the one that's from Handsome Kevin. That was.
Dude, and this graphic is gigantic. It takes up the whole front of a fucking shirt. Dude, it's huge. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me running, dude.
I got some football cards.
Yeah, you think you left those behind, Double T?
Or at least the one I left in the box.
That's how I knew you'd like them. You bought them.
Well, it was like a mystery box. I don't really collect cards. I was just doing something fun.
Did we show Marking out? Now you can do a Christmas calendar for 2027. And Kate Hansen, it's super cold here in Minnesota. I know
I think it's hot in one part of Minnesota right now.
Oh, yeah.
No fucking way.
Hell yeah. I wanted to buy one of these, but someone got too drunk. We had to run out of the bar.
Oops.
This is my Miko Maestro underwear. I'm getting laid tonight.
You might have to have a bonus show tomorrow night to just fucking compare notes.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
I'm very excited about this. I hope you got one for Tropical, too.
Yeah, Tropical got his and then just opened it. And he actually called me and he's like, hey, man, he's like, I was about to text you and Double T and be like, haha, look what I got, motherfucker. But I was like, yeah, don't do that quite yet, because you might blow. And he's like, that's why I didn't want to blow the surprise.
Who doesn't like blowing the surprise?
That's why my wife married me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at these. Are all the football cards I left. I really didn't want these.
That's my bad. I thought you did. That's
no, I don't collect them. I don't know what I want to do with them.
Add it to the piles of cards left at your house every opening day.
Yeah, but these are football cards.
Oh, that's a good point.
I appreciate it, though.
Well, you got the Ollies anyways.
All right, Brundo HK, who's up next?
Go for it, Brundo Fly.
All right, I got something.
I bet you do.
Brundo Heaney from somebody in Massachusetts.
Brundo. That might be from me, actually.
Oh, they spelled your last name wrong?
No,
it's spelled right.
Yeah, it's spelled right.
You say your last name?
Yeah, Heaney.
Heaney, meeny, miny, mo.
We called him Heaney the whole time he was a Patreon before he was a part of the show.
We still call him Heaney.
Yep.
Monster Max Show?
What is that?
The Monster Max Show. Oh, fuck yes. Stranglemania.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
Stranglemania.
I was like, who the fuck sent you the Monster Max Show?
It must have been whoever sent the thing.
Do you not know what Stranglemania is, HK?
No, he...
Oh.
You don't know Stranglemania? Oh, man.
Back in the late 90s, the Insane Clown Posse took all the deathmatch footage from Japan that had no rights to it, and they dubbed over it. And they changed everybody's name, and then they renamed it Stranglemania.
Yeah. Wait, did they did like commentary, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
Like Cactus Sack and Drunk Terry Flonk and Lama Nama
Noobie. Lama Nama Noobie.
All right, HK, Lama Nama hit me.
Lama Nama knew me.
I got, well, this is from Mary Rushing. And used to support her. She's doing great.
Good.
Mary, what?
Mary Rushing in Eustace, Florida. Should I give out her entire address?
No, who's it? Yeah. Who's it addressed to?
It's addressed to Handsome Kevin Rogue.
Okay.
Who's it addressed to? I don't know, my fucking neighbor.
Is this just DVDs of Bobby B?
I think it's a 33 DVD set.
No fucking way.
I think it's something like that. Yeah.
You're fucking me.
No, sir. Well, I wish, but no.
Dude.
And now.
Wait a second. This is actually like.
It's like, yeah, I found a collection on eBay. Some guy like who happens to be, I guess, a big Bobby B fan. It's like a 33. It's like a 30 something DVD collection. I think.
Holy
it's something
shit.
Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Does it have the match listings there? HK?
It should.
So far, no, but it's, I mean, it's wrapped like a motherfucker. It might be in there. God, this is horny. Thank you very much, Tony.
Golly. horny. Gotta go.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
All right, well, while he opens up the DVDs, we'll go back and start with Brundo, I guess.
Yeah, right? Brundo, hit another one.
All right. I think this Brundo Fly, I'm pretty sure this one's from Matt.
Oh, I got one of them too. It says SW Tony.
Yeah, that's from me.
Yeah. I just realized I was going to show it more. I was like, oh, let me not show that address.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of it. Oh, well.
I don't think you
have fun with the sign girl showing up this week, Dick. I'm opening mine while he opens his. So this way, when he pops his out, then I can take a look at mine.
Okay. Well, they're all the gifts inside the boxes are wrapped. So.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
All right.
I think I got a Sheamus DVD.
Got four of them, buddy.
I know. Good. We got to keep this moving. Let's see.
Now, how do you want it? Now, HK got a box also with.
Oh, yeah. HK, open your box.
There's four gifts in there, too. So you can do them all at once or one at a time, whatever you guys want to do.
Fuck it. I already started. This is nice wrapping paper. I'm going to give it to the wife when I get
I want to watch 20 DVDs of Bob Backlund.
I got fucking Bam Bam Bigelow, Beast from the East, 1991.
I think that's in Japan.
Yeah, that's fucking. Oh man, oh,
I got Tito Santana.
Arriba.
Fuck yeah!
First match, Bam Bam and Scott Norton. Sign me the fuck up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Superstars, 1987.
Yeah, it's every episode.
Oh no, wow. Shit!
Yeah, I think there might be three discs in there.
Yeah, there are. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Ooh, fucking Nick awesome. Bodwinkle. Underrated wrestler of all time, famous matches. Fucking love that. Thanks,
there you go. Yeah. Of course. Why do you keep looking up? Don't look up. Open your gifts.
No, you could open one while we're doing this if you want. Oh shit, Piper's Pit, 1984 to 1987.
Fucking awesome.
Is Bruno in here when he calls him a WAP? Yes, it is. Christmas made.
That should be every Piper's Pit.
The best of the Can-Am Express? Fuck yeah.
That's a great DVD, awesome. Bruno. And after you gave that for homework, I figured you would really appreciate that DVD.
Hell fucking yeah. That's awesome.
And we got
Superstars 91.
I got an 86 to round it out. Fucking awesome, Double T. Thank you.
HK, maybe that could be the next year of.
They're not going to make copies for Duke. It seems like a real pain in the ass.
This is a Double T Matt Bowman from Joshua.
Is it a small box?
It's. What am I going to do with a fucking Sheamus WrestleMania 28 card?
Hey, that's the record-setting win for the world championship. It's worth a whole $1.50, I think.
CZW versus ROH.
Oh, very nice.
Get some of my favorite matches.
Very fucking nice.
Oh, dude. That's so fucking cool.
I think your other gift will more than make up for that Double T.
It's not a contest, Tony.
No, I'm just saying. I know you. I see the heartbreak in your face.
There's no heartbreak.
And it's not Shawn Michaels either.
A running gag.
That was last year.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't even know what I got him. What is it?
Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Hey. Yeah. Tony, that Tito DVD should be all of his stuff from the WWF.
Like shit from like the early 80s and like late 70s and stuff,
yeah,
too?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Marking Out says, the woman that was sitting next to me at WrestleMania 28 got so pissed when Sheamus won and left. She fucking left.
What a hand job.
This is pretty fucking horny.
Oh my God, yes.
Han Mahona. You got that chicken roasting. Thank you very much, Double T.
Yeah, I hope my wife is still watching, because I left a gift up here addressed to me. This was supposed to go to one of my nephews. We had no idea why he didn't get it on Christmas.
She was in the chat. But I don't get extra points for the wrapping.
I don't get any gift, or I don't get any Amazon addressed to me, so.
That was all four DVDs, HK?
Yeah, I got Superstars 90 and 91, Andre the Giant, and the Best of Power and Glory.
Those Superstar episodes, I was telling Tony, they're like the full episodes.
Commercials too?
I didn't watch, so if it's anything like the probably not the commercials.
Okay, because sometimes the commercials are fun from back then.
Yeah, especially you don't know what part of the country they came from either.
Yeah,
I'd have the ECW ones. I have the commercials.
Oh, the same guy did these ones. It's crisp shit.
I don't know. 95 is crisp, but my 92 worldwide is good, but it's not as crisp as the ECW ones. I didn't watch those. They were for you. IVP videos. Check them out. IVP videos.
Love it.
Long time friends of the show.
All right. I got a box for Double T Bowman. Looks like it's from Amazon. Oh, the Jim Landos book.
Fuck yeah.
Is this from you, Brenda?
You mean Jim Landis?
Well, he's got the book now. He'll learn.
You sure about that, Brenda?
good thing that feller knows how to read.
It's another wrestling book.
Yeah, Michael Landon's brother, Jim.
Landis?
Yes.
Forward by JBL.
That's random.
Oh, man. Oh, awesome. Was that everybody's gifts? No more gifts?
I got one more here.
I think I got one more.
Good. Love gifts. Loving gifts.
I got wrestling magazines.
Nice. What?
Oh. What? Fuck yeah.
What kind of wrestling magazines?
Got Wrestling USA. A whole bunch of them. Miners. Savage. Fucking shitload.
Professional wrestling and the law. Legal battles from the ring to the courtroom.
Wow.
Fucking A, dude. Holy shit. It's actually got court filings in here and everything. This is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Part 4, random page. The Poffos versus everybody.
The big book, HK.
It is a big book. It's a big fucking book. The history of Hawaiian wrestling.
Brother.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now because of the title, by the way. That could have been the history of fucking anything.
That's a lot of magazines, sir.
Yeah, it is. Inside Wrestling from 87. Wrestling's main event. How am I supposed to do a show? The Wrestler, 1986?
Yeah, I think you got like the 80s collection.
Wrestling Fury, 1987? Goodness gravy. How do you expect me to do anything else?
With your
Bugsy McGraw, I just got his book. Oh boy! All right, well, this was fun. Tune in next Monday.
Man, this El Hombre does not look like he should be trusted. Neither does Tom Rice. Look at these two motherfuckers.
El Hombre.
Oh boy, who's this from?
That's from me.
Tony, thank you, man. This is a home run for me.
Fucking awesome.
Sports Review. Wrestling Album 5. What do you think is on that?
music.
Oh, it's like pictures. Oh, hell yeah. You could buy fireworks out of the back of a wrestling magazine in the 80s.
HK, you got more gifts there?
No, I don't think so. No.
Huh.
Why, am I missing one?
Yeah.
I might have to check. I'm sure my wife is looking. Wife, if you're watching, could you please check under the tree to see if there's one more gift?
Under the tree?
Yeah, the under the tree.
Yeah.
Under the tree.
Under the tree.
Oh, nice. Bro, these magazines are crisp. This 1987 year in review is like...
It says new. You got it back on December 6th. I think that was the first package that actually got delivered.
Oh. Thanks, Ben.
Oh, she found it? Cool.
She found it. Says, do not bend.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so Brundo, I think you got the vintage from 87 to 92.
Yeah.
And like Matt, you got the lot of just 80s vintage magazines.
Oh, my goodness, gravy, Tony. This is...
Bro, they used to have a Pro Wrestling Illustrated trivia game.
Wait, is that Velvet McIntyre and Princess Victoria?
The new lady champions on the cover of Wrestling Review? Let's see. Princess Victoria and Velvet McIntyre, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. And JYD's on the back of that thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, so is Lawler and Terry Taylor. What's up, podcast fam? GCW.
What's up, Johnny Wolf?
Wolf.
Woof, woof.
What'd you get, HK?
Working on it.
All right.
I don't want to be all aggressive. It says do not bend on there. So.
Why did you use your fucking Edward Scissorhand fingers?
I'm working on it.
That's hurtful, bro. Come on.
I mean, he had the knife.
Yeah, I don't. But if there's anything in there that I don't want to like accidentally cut.
I lost my train of thought because I saw this wonderful Jimmy Jack Funk Dick Slater picture. Oh, the bat, fucking Lance Von Erich made the cover.
Oh, hell yeah. My man.
Yeah, I know he didn't wish you happy birthday, but I figured he was close enough.
Oh, that's great.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's got a COA too.
Signed by Quang or something? Yeah. Like...
Is it one of one?
Flushing, New York.
Goodness. Oh, probably the wrestling universe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Wrestling universe.
I got a fucking this spot. Wrestling Fury magazine.
This kicks ass. Thank you very much, Tony.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you guys very much. This is fantastic. Yes,
thank you all.
Holy can't wait moly. To wear
my fucking handicap shirt.
I can't wait to wear Tony's face on my crank.
The feeling's mutual, my friend.
Woo!
Let's see. Marlboro, New Jersey. Let's see. Yesterday was Leaping Lanny Poffo's birthday. Candy Devine's birthday is January 1st. Shotska Watley, January 10th. B. Brian Blair, January 14th.
Stick a foot in it.
This is everybody's birthdays. Oh, no, not everybody's. Up to July.
Hey, you want to go back to Babepedia? We'll figure out who else's birthday.
Yeah, good idea.
Tony, when's your birthday?
April 5th.
April 5th. You share a birthday with Samoan Sika.
And DDP.
Nice.
This is 1988. Any of you guys have a birthday before July? I know HK doesn't.
Nope.
When's your birthday, Brenda?
July 7th.
Yeah. July 7th. No, no luck here. Billy Jack Haynes on the 10th. Barry Windham on the 4th.
Tim Tuffle and Satchel Paige are my birthday buddies.
Wow.
Oh, Vince is my birthday buddy.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. These were awesome gifts.
Fantastic.
Well, speaking of fantastic, with only a couple days to go, looks like I'm winning something else around here. That's the 2025 Shining Wizards Deadpool. Right now, I'm in the lead with 2 points. I had Bill Mercer at the beginning of the year and Bob Caudill last month. Matt and Brundo tied for second with 1 point apiece. Brundo got Steve McMichael back on April 23rd. Matt got Black Bart all the way back on January 9th. Well, we love HK. HK yet to get on the board. There's a couple days left, but
yeah.
Technically, I did have two guys dead on my list.
Yeah, but you can't put a dead guy on the list.
I know. One and a half.
Yeah.
I still lose.
It's unfortunate that that took so long for them to. I think didn't that happen with Mr. Electricity, Steven Regal, too, a couple months ago or weeks ago?
No, nobody had Steve Regal.
No, but I mean, like, like a couple weeks ago, we found out he passed, but he passed in like July.
Yeah, but it still would have counted. Nobody had the Hulkster.
Yeah.
No, nobody had the Hulkster.
I mean, Ric Flair ain't looking too fucking good these days if you've been following him on Cameo.
He hasn't been looking too fucking good for a lot since he died in the ring.
Oh, take it easy, barf.
Why are you getting married, you motherfucker?
Bro, if you spent fucking $500 on
$600,
that,
dude?
You would be pissed too.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Barf. Holy fuck. And he just reads what they want him to say, and then he talks. I mean, at least you get your value because he makes a video for like 3 minutes, but woof.
You get your value. He does. You can't understand. He's fucking drunk all the time.
And this is the guy that said Hogan died because he was fucking using street drugs.
Yeah, I saw him. Motherfucker. We still till Wednesday at midnight. So if anyone passes, but right now this is Tony's to lose.
And don't feel bad for HK because he looks like he's taking the inconclusive breakdown pool for the year. So
I do have a question going into the, I don't know if we're, are we going into the draft here?
We can. Yeah, we're going.
So I have a question. Now say I pick somebody and they're on somebody else's list from last year and they pass before the start of the new year. How do we tackle that?
Well, the person for this year will get the points and you will get to pick a substitute because that person is no longer alive. Like that's how that works.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
That's the only like viable like substitution. Like I know a couple years ago with Inclusive, I had like two of us had people that died like 2 days before New Year's. And yeah, it's just you just got to pick from, you know, whoever's left at that point.
Gotcha.
So you kind of lose your advantage depending on where they were when you picked them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at least you get a chance to fill that void. But let's be honest, if somebody goes 10 for 10 and fucking Deathpool picks, that's fucking really impressive. Might have to start calling you Nostradamus at that point.
Or the Grim Reaper.
Fucking A. All right, so we're going the same rules as last year. If you have somebody on the list and they die within the confines of 2026, you get a point. Most points at the end of the season wins.
Yes, right?
Okay.
Do we want to, before we get into this year's draft, do we want to recap last year who was picked or no? No, don't give anybody any ideas.
Well, I mean, I would hope that everybody's got the listing from last year, right? I mean, I've sent it around often enough.
I mean, I have it in my hands.
I have it right in front of me, too. If you guys need it, I'll be happy to send it to you so you can take a look at it.
You want to send it to me, Tony? I don't have it.
Yeah, I'll
send it to you. Yeah, just give me a second. Matt, you want to give the people the breakdown on what order we're going in this year?
Yeah, so Tony decided we were going to go Matt, Brundo, HK, and Tony. It's not a snake.
We're going HK, Brundo, Matt, Tony, because HK has 0 points.
Oh, okay. That's not what the text said.
It's not?
I don't think it was.
Yeah. Last year was HK, Brundo, Tony, Matt in that order. This year it will be Matt, Brundo, HK, Tony.
Oh, did I do that? Then I fucked up. My bad. Okay.
So what do you want it to be? You want HK to go first?
Well, HK should go first because he got a zero, right?
Okay, yes. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and then you guys, because you went first last year, was that it? Brundle goes first this year? Well, ahead of you, I mean.
Okay.
Right?
So HK has the number one draft pick again.
Oh, no, and then you go, and then Brundle goes. Yeah.
HK.
HK, Matt, Brundle, Matt. Tony.
Brundo.
Okay.
Tony. Brundo fly. And look, this is, we are not, let's just be clear here, people.
Oh,
if
you're here
tuning
we go.
In, if you weren't here last year for this, okay, we are not rooting for people to die. We're not. I'm not. And maybe Handsome Kevin is, all right? And any.
Whoa.
You're laughing over there. You're laughing over there like you're rooting for somebody to die.
Well, I just think it's so silly that we have to explain to people that we're not rooting for people to die.
Handsome Kevin, you have been with us for quite a bit of time now. Yes. In the last year, how many ridiculous issues have we had where people don't entirely understand the purpose of this show, what we do, the context? It's not fucking serious.
I'm getting alcohol. Can you guys, like, finish up? I sent the emails, by the way, so take a minute, take a look at them.
Got it.
BRB, LOL.
LOL. Tony's going to get more alcohol. Are we going to have an intervention for him?
Yep.
God damn it. So we're not rooting for death, okay? But, you know, like, this is our way of coping with it, all right? When our heroes die, the people that we grew up loving in this business, if they pass on, we will celebrate them and remember them and also make a game out of it. And if that's too much for your pussy ass, then fucking go listen to a different podcast.
Pussy ass?
Pussy ass. Write it down.
Fucking awesome.
Writing it down. Awesome.
Pussy ass. I don't know if we're going to get to a commercial break today.
Oh, you want to do a commercial real quick?
No, but. I just said pussy ass, and then I said write it down. Christmas, we dropped a Patreon bonus episode of all the how we decide the names of the episodes. If you ever opened your Spotify or your iTunes or your podcast app and you wonder how the fuck did these guys come up with these names, for $3 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast, you can get access to all the bonus shows, the Indie Rogue Chronicles, the Rogue Indie Chronicles, the History of the Wizards, all the past bonus episodes that we've ever done. But we dropped a special one on Christmas where we record after every episode how we decide on the names of the show. It's pretty fucking funny.
It really is. Great job with it, Tony.
Thank you. Yeah. All I did was really
cool. I will say too, please leave in the comments if you have a favorite that didn't get picked for one reason or another.
Oh, good.
Whether
call.
We just didn't go with it or we couldn't go with it, you know, leave it in the comments. I'd love to see. I already got one.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know if she want me to say it or not, but. Ah, fuck it. We should have named the first one Sister Fister.
No!
What was that episode end up being? Was that the. Your...
I don't remember.
Sister's too hot for her own good. That
I still like sex. Mickey Knuckles' sex symbol.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was.
It was fucking. Great.
You know, there's a couple. The couple. The one. What we're gonna? Not that 9/11.
Yeah, it's not that. What was the other one? Two Indian dudes.
Two Indian dudes.
Oh, in the airport bathroom, right?
Yeah, there's some. It's fucking. It's funny. It's worth checking out. Yeah. It's worth, if you got $3, you got a little extra Christmas money, definitely check it out. All right, Tony, you got your alcoholic adult beverage?
Sure do, sir. I got me some limoncello.
Limoncello? Look at this guy.
Fucking fancy, baby.
Fancy schmancy. All right. Handsome Kevin, you are the one, you get the 1-1. Where are you going in the 2026 death pool?
IRS.
Mike Rotunda, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is he sick?
Remember there was
his name was probably three sheets to the wind when he was talking to him. Like, what? You're in hospice? Wait, what?
Barry Windham?
Fuck yeah, dude. He probably still thought he was talking to his old man in prison.
That's not nice.
He was.
So HK's first pick, Mike Rotunda. Last, we'll go over last year's pick after this year's draft. I'm on the board. We talked about him and his cameos. Unfortunately, I'm going Ric Flair with my first round draft pick.
Unfortunately, that sounds like a lock to me. motherfucker.
Barf.
Rooting. Don't get married, barf, you motherfucker. Woo! You motherfucker. I'm like, why is his face like this? He looks like half a Hulk face.
He looks like half a Hulk sack.
We jot down half a Hulk sack.
Yeah. I was gonna go face, but half a Hulk sack is good too.
Oh, it's so much better.
And we're doing 10. We're picking 10, right?
Yeah, 10 rounds. There we go.
Sorry. Brundo, you're up.
All right. I am going former WWF referee, David Dwindell.
Yeah, it's Dwinell.
Dwinell. Yep.
How do you spell that?
D-W-I-N-N-E-L-L.
Why, is he dying too?
He's in hospice right now.
Yep. You motherfucker.
You saw that too, huh?
Fuck. You guys are going cripples this year, huh?
Yeah, I went with Mongo last year, so.
Yeah, but David's got to make it to the new year, Brenda.
That's
true. Bold first round pick.
Yeah.
He was on my list last year. He's really pushing age. I got to go back to the well. Give me Jim Herd.
Jim Herd.
Old fucking 93-year-old racist motherfucker. Right. You motherfucker. Woo! Woo! You motherfucker.
Here, this list, that's gone. Handsome Kevin, back to you, big guy.
Yeah, I'm going with Rick Link.
This guy's also not doing well.
No, just need a couple more days.
Rick Link, L-I-N-K?
Yep.
I think he's in hospice, too.
And NWA feuded with Jerry the King.
What was he, 12? Nothing, really?
He's got a WWE card, WWF card.
Took me a minute, but that was good, Tony.
Woo!
You motherfucker!
Come on, barf!
Yeah, man, barf!
Man Mountain Link, the Mountain Man, the Man Mountain.
Okay.
North Carolina guy. He was in NWA, ICW.
I believe you.
All right. Yeah, he's not doing well either. You guys come across the same Facebook post as I do, huh?
I guess so.
So I didn't get that off of Facebook.
And you guys make fun of me for doing my research on Facebook.
I started getting the notes.
411. 411 Mania.
Once you get past all the pop-ups, yeah, 411's
great. Oh, man, 411's great. It always has.
It is. No, it is. Yeah. Still miss Larry Zonka.
Yep. Rest in peace, my man.
Yep.
I'm up, huh?
Yeah, come on, Matt.
Oh, boy. I'm going back to the well from last year. I'm going Dory Funk Jr.
I knew it. As soon as you said that, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Dory Funk Jr. He's old.
Yeah, he is.
Where the fuck is he on my list?
He gulping?
Brundo, you're up. Second round pick.
Oh, no.
I am going to go Rip Rogers.
Oh, all right.
Wow. He was sick this year too, wasn't he?
Yep. He was a late addition to my list today. Good call, Brundo.
I hope not, but.
Yeah, I like Rip. He was a past guest of the show. Tony.
Fuck. There's so many I can go back to, but I have a feeling a lot of these guys are off your y'all's radar. So I'm going to go with fuck. These are all guys that I had already. Give me the boogie woogie man, Jimmy Valiant.
Jimmy Valiant, damn, the boy from New York City.
The boogie woogie man. Woo! Jesus. Jimmy ain't the thirst trap he used to be.
Oh, I took Rip Rogers last year. Interesting. HK, you're back. Third pick.
I'm going to go with the first lady, maybe, that we've taken in the death pool. I'm going with Mexican wrestling sensation Irma Gonzalez.
You fucking dildo. I had her on my fucking list.
Irma.
Yep.
Was done in her life.
She's a fucking legend and a half, bro.
How do you spell Irma?
I-R-M-A. Irma. Irma. Irma.
I-R-M-A.
She played... Was she... One of her gimmicks was like the bride of like El Santo or some shit like that too. Like she's fucking legendary.
She's fucking 90, 89 years old. Woof.
Fuck yeah, she is. Woof, you at it.
Yeah, she'll get it. Woof. If you got it, it's hers now.
Oh, she lost her hair in 61. She lost her hair in... Oh, there's no date on that one.
Oh, she must have found it then.
Oh, no, she's, look at all. She's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 2 in hair versus hair matches. That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
That is good.
The last one she won was in 1992.
Of course she did.
Jeez.
Of course she did. Come on now.
All right,
Matt, let's go. God.
Damn it. I'm going with the Cuban assassin Angel Acevedo.
Oh, I had that one.
Me too.
It's ACE, right?
A-C-E.
Acevedo?
Yeah.
ACEVE deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Rotunda's gone.
Bro, some people made really stupid picks last year.
Yeah.
I will not mention names, but.
Brendo.
Let's see which
one. Shit.
You doing your research in the middle
of
the show?
Yeah, live. I've researched. You're on the clock, buddy.
I am gonna go with Lars Anderson.
You fucking hand job.
Tony picked him last year, didn't he?
Yes, I did. He was on my short list again this year.
Why? What's going on with him? Why do you think
he's like 86, bro? Oh,
86? You know who I'm thinking of? I was thinking of the guy that got fired from the WWE.
That's who I thought too. That was doing gay porn. Yeah, that's who I thought.
Oh, Lars Sullivan.
There you go.
God damn it!
I hate that I got him with gay porn, but you know,
you love it.
Yeah, don't hate what you love, brother.
Cultural research.
Yes.
I'm going back to the well. I'm summoning Purple Haze. Give me Mark Lewin.
Yeah.
Mark Lewin.
Purple Haze.
He's an old fuck, too.
He's up there. He's old, indeed.
Round four, HK. You're up.
Oh, boy. I'm between a couple. That's the problem.
I like to be between a couple too.
Oh yeah.
Wow, some of these picks from last year are dog shit.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Like real dog shit.
Yep.
Let's go. I'm gonna go back to it. Give me Thunderbolt.
Fucking A, dude.
Ooh. Good call.
Yep.
Thunderbolt Patterson.
All right, Matt.
All right, I just got to Google something really fast. I'm also between two. Hold on.
I'm gonna piss Tony off with this too, I think.
I'm gonna piss on you.
Where is it? Did I spell it right?
Where is it? Used to be right here.
Where did he go?
He left. He said,
"See you." Where'd Kevin go?
Well, see you later.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm going with. Oh, that guy just died. No. Come on, you fuck. Come where on. Is it?
That's what they say to you in your fucking pick. Come on, fucker.
I'm going. Give me a second, fuck nuts.
Yeah, yeah, fucker.
Kevin, start the clock.
All right. Clock started. Time's running out.
Yeah, what the all fuck, right. dude?
All right, hold on. Just hold your fucking
We're board. Counting down.
Just like sand in the hourglass of time. These are the days of our lives.
I found it. Finally, it took me.
Oh, my God.
Samson Burke.
You fucking dildo.
He was NWA Canadian Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, that old motherfucker.
He's 95.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. He was in a bunch of movies, too. He's got a website. All right. Brundlefly.
Not happy about this one, but I'm going to go Joe Doering.
You fucking thief.
Wow.
Oof. Oof. Woof indeed.
Ow. Tony, balls in your court.
I'm going with another female wrestler, Japanese legend Yukiko Tomoe.
Yeah,
Yukiko. Oh, how do you spell that?
Yukiko Tomoe.
What's her story?
She's 90. She was an All Japan Women's International and United States Champion in Japan. And she was also a former NWA World's Women Champion. She 90 years old.
Yikes, dog.
She old as shit.
All right. HK, back to you, big guy.
Yep. I just want to double check and see if they're still alive is what I'm doing here. I have a couple that part of me is a little bit worried about here.
All right.
That one and then one other one here. Should be fine there. Yeah. I'm going to take Mil Máscaras.
Good call.
I think he's still alive, right?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
No job, amigo.
No job.
All right. I'm going to go with the great Kojika.
That was, yeah.
Good call.
He's a little 85-year-old frail man now out there in Japan. 83, excuse me.
Good call.
That was one that I just looked at, too.
Yep, I had him on my list. I had Mr. Máscaras on my list, too.
excuse me, Brendan. Take it easy. Sorry.
I am going to go with Baron Von Raske.
Oh, that's all the people need to know.
So I'll tell you this. He's actually doing great too.
I bet he is.
He shows up all at a ton of shows around the state.
Tony, balls in your court.
Yeah, I was doing research about somebody else, but I'll be okay. Let me see. Fuck. As much as I don't want to see him getting sick, give me Johnny Rods.
Unpredictable.
He's 87. He looked fantastic when I saw him in March.
Oh, you saw him at Macabea Mania, right?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Fuck yeah.
Nicest guy. Spent like 20 minutes just bullshit with me about the business. Fucking awesome.
fucking awesome.
Did we lose?
No, I'm right here. I went
to get a drink. Oh, gotcha.
It's your pick, yeah. HK.
Yeah. And I am going to go with Peter Thornley, also known
you
as
you fucker,
Kendo Nagasaki.
He was on my list too, you fuck.
Me too.
I wanted this guy last year, and I am not going to wait for him to get taken off the board. Give me that rock and roll Buck Zumhoff.
See, now, there's one you might hope for.
That's a waste of a pick, though.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah, he's not going to fucking die in jail. If they would have killed him already.
You don't know that. If he gets sick and they just can't.
They're all fans of his.
I'm not looking for somebody to kill him. Maybe he gets some kind of illness and they can't fix it in the
like what? He eats some bad Cheez-Its?
Yeah, maybe people crush up some glass and put it in his pudding. I don't know.
Not in that facility, they don't.
He might be in solitary, no? Like he might be.
No,
like,
he's not. He's in not general.
He's not like isolated?
He's in general population. Yeah.
Huh. Jeez.
Yeah. Double T, I should have taken you up to the could have driven right past him.
Oh, we could have tried to visit him.
Yeah. Could have went to visit him. Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, what a great story. Brundo, your sixth round pick, buddy.
I am going to go Bill Watts.
Bill Watts.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's very much alive.
He was on my list
last year, and we'll see about this year.
He is 86.
Yep. Well, sticking with picks that we've made before, give me Eddie Sharkey.
Oh, Tony going back to the well.
Boy, the well did me fine this year.
I like Eddie Sharkey.
I like him better when he's gone.
Oh, hey, I'll let him know next time we see him.
I kid. This is all for fun, people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Round 7, HK, kick us off.
Yep. Just want to do one check here quick.
Oh, you guys with your checks.
The fuck?
Right.
God bless you.
Hey, Tony the Tiger died a few years ago, didn't he?
Lee Marshall, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Limoncello is quite tasty.
It's not bad, isn't it? I'm going to go with, let's go with, I'll take Bushwhacker Luke.
Oh, that was, damn it.
Luke Williams. Yep. Right?
Yep. All right, Matt.
Oh, sorry, I'm writing this down. Let's see, Rock Roll's gone. Bushwhacker Luke gone. Give me Bill Dundee.
You hand job.
I was thinking about him as well there.
Everybody's thinking about him.
Oh, poor guy.
All right, Brundo, who you got?
I'm going to go Mexican legend Cien Caras.
You picked him last year, didn't you?
Yeah, he's 79. He's 76 now, so.
He was 79, now he's 76? How the fuck you do that?
Magic.
Fucking
I wouldn't pick him.
I know he was allegedly doing better lately, but I'm going to put some money down. Give me Abdullah the Butcher.
Abby. All right.
What were the names of the fucking the squat twins? What was it Ponderosa and Sweden House?
Ponderosa.
Look at these fat tubs of shit. Dude, you're going to love Stranglemania.
I can't wait. God.
Yeah. HK, sorry. Buddy.
Round 8, buddy.
Oh, yep. Sorry. I'm going to take. Give me the Tennessee stud, Ron
Fulton. How old is he?
Just about 80.
He's still podcasting, isn't he?
No.
He stopped it?
He got, well, no. He he had a Me Too moment with his wife and a couple of bruises on her, and that was the end of that podcast.
I remember that was going on when he was still with Arcadian Vanguard, and it was like a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't. Well,
Brian Last also said he got fact checked a lot of times, and Fuller was like, "Well, no, that's how it happened. How I said." And he was like, "All right, I'm not doing this with you no more."
Yep.
I really enjoyed it though.
No, I did. But every week he was like, "Oh, we're making history. No, you're not making history.
Yeah.
You're fucking retelling history. Knock it off." Sorry, Double T. Round 8. You're up, brother.
Man, we're in round 8 already. Shit. Oh boy.
You want to go 15 rounds?
No. You're good. Give me give me Jose Gonzalez.
Really?
He was on mine too.
He's like almost 80, and you know what goes around comes around.
Give him the old Brody.
Give him the old Brody. Get him.
The old Brody. Brundo.
Brundo fly. Right.
Give me Bob Orton Jr.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Is he dying?
Too.
Yeah.
He's dying?
No, I saw him like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I talked to him for a while, and he's just sitting there. He's just puffing on heaters, just straight, just hacking away. I'm like, how are you hacking and chugging on one?
Tony, that's balls in your court, big guy.
Yeah, I was just confirming something. I think I'm gonna let that pick go because I don't know if that person's on anyone's radar. So I'm gonna save that one for now. Let me go with Spyrios Arion.
Wow, he's still alive?
Yes, he is. 86 or 85 actually. Spyrios Arion. Two more rounds to go, fellers.
We each have two more picks, huh?
That's what that means.
Got to be smart. All right, let me give. I'm going to go with fuck. Fuck my ass. I'm going to go fuck.
Fuck my ass. Fuck.
fuck me.
I got a lot of good ones left, too.
Yeah, me too. That's the problem I'm looking at right now. All right, I'm banking on a bad year for the Fuller family. Wow. Give me Rob Fuller, the Colonel.
Really?
Interesting. And he's got a prick as big as Wisconsin.
Yeah, his
I'll drag him right down to hell.
All right, I'm up.
I don't know, are you?
I'm up.
But it's your turn to pick.
Let me go Vince McMahon.
Yep.
I was wondering if somebody was going to pick him.
Well, we can only hope.
I have Vince, but I don't want to do that, so I'm going to put McMahon at the end. Don't want to do that.
What a nice feller.
That ain't right. All right, Brundo.
I am going to go Bobo Brazil Jr.
How old is he?
Something like 70 something, I believe.
It's two juniors in a row, buddy.
I got so many other good people left. I'm going a little off the reservation for this one. Give me Ted Turner.
Interesting.
He's 87.
All right.
Last round, fellers.
Make them count.
Fuck yeah.
Now here's the point where I'm at now is like, do I pick out of once I would just go, yeah, I saw that one coming. Fuck. I'm gonna do it just because it's gonna make me giggle. Just incredible. Wow. Hey, I have a guy in the medical field that said, just by the look of him, he's not far away.
Thanks, it must have been that picture in the hospital.
Well, yep. Just because he was moving around his fucking his pads.
His Nick patches.
You don't think his appearance on Championship Wrestling from fucking wherever the fuck it was from?
Memphis.
Gave anything away? Memphis?
Yeah. Memphis Championship.
I'm going to go with Tiger Jet Singh.
You mean Tiger Jeet Singh?
Yeah, that's whatever.
No, he wants to pick Jet.
Tiger Jeet Singh. He's 81.
He's still got a few years left.
Do you think so?
Fuck do I know? I only won this year.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, right there. This fucking guy.
All right, Brundo Fly.
Brundo.
I am going to go Yoshihiro Takayama.
Yoshihiro Takayama?
Not doing good.
No. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, but he can't really move.
Takayama?
Takayama.
Takayama?
Yeah.
He's the one with the Don Fry fight, right?
Yeah.
See, oh, paralysis.
Yep,
he was injured at a DDT show in 2017. Oh boy,
I bet you it wasn't a DDT. There's so many. There's so many good people left.
Yep,
so many good people, but I'm going way off the reservation on this one. Her government name was Katie Glass, but to everyone else, she was known as Diamond Lil.
Diamond.
She was like Moolah's little servant person.
Diamond Lil?
Yep.
Golly, there's a handful of people I can't believe are not picked.
I know. I got Fujiwara. I got Jim Ross. I got Tenablas. Omar Atlas, jobber extraordinaire in the 80s.
I have him on my list.
I've got Dink, Haiti Kid, the great Kabuki,
Jerry Lawler,
Chick Donovan.
I had Chick Donovan on my list.
Mike Jackson.
He's still wrestling.
Yeah, I know. Lumberjack Pierre from the Yukon Lumberjacks.
King Cobra.
King Cobra, yep.
Jake Roberts.
Yeah.
Right, come on.
El Connect,
I can get.
Yeah, Kim Duck was another one.
Kim Duck, is that a command?
Matt Riddle.
I thought about Shocker, too.
See, somebody had Shocker last year.
Yeah, Google him and look at his face.
Yeah, he's not doing it like a big drug problem, right?
Yeah, drug problem, and he can't, like, he doesn't have money to fix whatever issues he has. I knew you were a big fan, HK.
Some people who didn't get picked from last year: Bruce Pritchard, Tugboat, Kevin Nash, Sergeant Slaughter.
Tugger was on my list.
Jerry Lawler, Teddy Hart, Sonny, Marty Scurll. What the fuck? Nobody took Jimmy Hart either. Drake Younger was on somebody's list last year. What the fuck are we doing? Porkchop Cash? What happened?
Billy Jack Haynes and One Man Gang. I'm going to regret not picking them guys.
Yeah, I thought about Billy Jack, too.
Nah, Billy Jack's going to live forever.
MG is on my list. I couldn't not pick. Credible. It's going to be the greatest Palaco watch of all time.
No, stop!
Oh, buddy, jeez, Louise, man. Don't put that out into the universe.
Hey, stop fucking people over.
Watch, Black Gordman's going to die January 2nd.
Yeah. I thought about him.
I had him on my list, too. But he was like a floater.
I mean, like, did you ever read the Freddie Blassie book?
No.
When him and... Great Goliath were in California. They used to have to like get him out of like Tijuana fucking, like the Dust Till Dawn places and shit like that. This is like the late 70s or early 70s, so I could just imagine the life this guy lived.
Yikes, dog.
Yeah.
All right, so when all is said and done, your 2026 death pool, HK has Mike Rotunda, Rick Link, Irma Gonzalez, Thunderbolt Patterson, Mil Máscaras, Kendo Nagasaki, Bushwhacker Luke, Ron and Rob Fuller, TJ Polacco.
I took the brothers.
I have
Máscaras isn't going to put over death.
No job.
No job, amigo.
I have Ric Flair, Dory Funk Jr., Angel Acevedo, Samson Burke, Great Kojika, Buck Zumhoff, Bill Dundee, Jose Gonzalez, Vince McMahon, and Tiger Yeet Singh.
Jeet, stop.
Tiger Yeet Singh. Love it.
Frundo took David Dwinell, Rip Rogers, Lars Anderson, Joe Doring, Baron Von Raschke, Bill Watts, Cien Carres, Bob Orton Jr., Bobo Brazil Jr., and Takayama. Tony took Jim Herd, Jimmy Valiant, Mark Lewin, Yukiko Tome, Johnny Rods, Eddie Sharkey, Abby, Spiros Aron. Did I say it right?
Arion.
Ted Turner and Diamond Lil.
Diamond Lil.
Diamond Lil. That is your 2026 death pool. This starts at 12:01 Thursday morning. So we still have a couple days. Still Holy have shit. A couple of days. We did Christmas. We did the death pool. We have picks. Do we want to go over picks really fast?
AEW. AEW. AEW.
Tony went 7-4. Brundo went 7-4. I went 6-5. Handsome Kevin, 10-1. What Woo! A showing! By
yeah, barf.
You motherfucker!
Motherfucker, barf.
Fucking barf.
Fucking barf. Did you guys? I know Brundo watched. And World's End. Tony, did you dabble in it at all?
I watched the two semis for the tournament. I started watching the main event a bit, and I was just like, I didn't have time. I did catch a little bit of the conglomeration match. With the Death Riders. But other than that, I didn't really get a chance to indulge.
Indulge? All right. HK, yeah. Anything? I know you just got back, and Sundays are football day.
No, I didn't. And again, I'm not. Now that the tournament's over, I can dip my toes back into AEW. Like I said, I was waiting until the tournament's over, and I'm going to revisit. I did watch the fucking promo after Moxley won. It seemed like people were up in arms about that. I didn't really understand what the problem was with the promo or why the fuck the promo was a lightning rod for any reason whatsoever. I don't get that he's supposed to be a fucking heel, right? It's kind of a face promo in a lot of ways.
Here's my problem with the promo. This is the guy that put the AEW World Championship in a briefcase for a year.
Yeah.
And then he wins and he's like, this is for the fans and for the wrestlers. Like, I don't know. Was it
because he's a fucking heel, right? Or he should be a heel.
I don't know if he's a heel now.
How are the Death Riders not fucking heels?
Death Riders might be heels, but he might not be. Like the losing streak that he's been on and the story they've been telling with him.
Yeah, the turn's coming. It wouldn't surprise me if on Wednesday, you know, he goes out there and the fucking Death Riders just annihilate him. And then a couple of weeks, we get fucking Wild Thing.
Then who's the fucking? Then who's the leader of the Death Riders? Then Daniel Garcia,
Claudio, Pac.
Claudio can't. He doesn't got the charisma to lead. Neither does Pac.
Maybe there's no more Death Riders.
Yeah, Marina Shafir.
If that is no more Death Riders, that's got to be a failed experiment. Yeah.
I don't.
I don't know what the end game was. If this was the end game from Go, where you made John Moxley into a mega baby face, I mean, the crowd was fucking cheering for him.
Yeah, he had a great fucking night, too. Him and Fletcher, unreal.
He was kissing the crowd's nuts, though. Of course they're going to cheer
for him. They were cheering for him before he kissed the crowd nuts.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
My frame of reference is just the promo.
Yeah,
no, Fletcher, I get it.
He, by the end of him and Fletcher, he was a fucking giant baby face.
I love when he fucking was outside and he fucking ate the steps on his own fucking volition. What a fucking dildo. It reminded me, Matt, when you had the Sid mask on and you banged your head on the fucking railing and then you go, I really hit my head.
I thought it was a strong show.
Yeah, I agree.
I enjoyed it. I thought I know HK soured on the Continental Classic, but I think this was the best Continental Classic they've done. Where they go from here with these guys is a different story. It'll be interesting to see, like, you know, a couple guys got huge wins here. So, like, I'd like to see.
Yeah, the Moxley match would have been great if fucking Takeshita and Okada didn't fucking stand face to face and hit each other with forearms 10 minutes into their match either.
At least they waited 10 minutes.
They have to stop. Every fucking match, we need to have a forearm showdown where they go, ah, and they fucking hit each other.
Yeah, it doesn't make any, like, that part, and I'm just.
Because Moxley gives the finger, so that's different. Oh, no, but Okada gives the finger, too, so.
But, like, wasn't it so much better when you saw, like, Bret Hart and HBK just squaring off and punching back and forth and back and forth, as opposed to one guy hitting the guy, and then now you hit me. The look of it was so much better.
Yeah, but Bret and Shawn really didn't do that, because one guy would throw a couple of punches straight and then fucking get the advantage and then whip them off and then go into something else instead of just standing there looking at each other going nose to nose, fucking hit me, come on, hit me. Knock that shit off. And Kyle Fletcher is the biggest fucking idiot of all time. Did he not see Okada take the fucking screwdriver out of the turnbuckle? What do you think? He walked over and put it back?
He was getting ready for his match at that point.
Why would he think that the fucking thing is there?
Because he put it there, Tony.
Put it there.
Where's my screwdriver? Okada took it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
He doesn't know that.
Why not? Isn't he a fucking Don Callis idiot too?
Yeah, but Callis couldn't walk or can't come. Let him know that.
Why? Why can't he
because
let him know
no,
that?
No manager at ringside.
But he went Callis to the back. He could have stopped him before he went to the ring and said, by the way, screwdriver, it's gone. Good luck.
But he didn't. But I think that's. For me, that's interesting. I like how they did that. That during the Fletcher Moxley match, Fletcher goes to look for it and it's gone, because you assume the big dissension in the Don Callis family is Okada and Takeshita. Now you're throwing Kyle Fletcher into the mix.
Thank you, marking out. Fletcher should have been watching Okada's match to see that spot.
Maybe he had to take a dump.
Yeah, sometimes you got to take a dump.
Better than doing it in the ring.
I'm going to go real Vince Russo here. Don't you know it's scripted? Like, wouldn't he realize that Okada was going to use the screwdriver? What is he, stupid?
Look, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to throw it out in the universe again. And Handsome Kevin, if you're looking for something to watch, that JCW lunacy is fantastic TV.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it's definitely a palate cleanser. It's definitely something different.
Look, I think it's a fucking super duper easy watch. Every episode has a story. I'm loving it.
I did a little bit of looking into it today, just a little bit. I might my whistle might get wet. I might wet that whistle.
I don't know how to explain this.
I said they're gonna drug test cocaine.
Oh, fucking awesome! 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 Awesome!
Hey, is that ring broad? Is that a broad?
The ring rat?
Yeah.
Is that ring broad a broad?
Yeah.
Is that a yes? That's a woman.
Okay, gotcha.
Woman.
Woman.
That's a fucking woman.
Woman. Yeah, there's some other gal that runs around over there too.
Oh, that's what's her name?
Yeah,
Hollywood Saint John. Some
oh, Jasmine St. Clair.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. She's with Congo Kong and Happy Face or whatever his name is.
Oh, they added a guy, Tony.
Who'd they add? Sad Face?
No. No.
Melancholy Face.
What's Rich his face? Nuts?
He's an Melon Holly, they call her.
Nah, the guy that goes husk. Beastman.
No, that's Berserker.
Yeah. Oh, Beastman no. says husk now.
They added Nard the Barbarian.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to put John Norris on the death pool.
Who's John Norris?
John Nord.
See, Dropagel knew what I was saying.
He stopped doing yeah. Bob. We can get to stay and find out.
Gotta go, horny.
Right, John Nord stopped doing like personal appearances. So he's not doing so well.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He did he did one not too long ago, but yeah, he pulled the
trigger. Nobody took Ken Patera either. No, Ken Patera looked like death at fucking Maccabee Mania.
Yeah, he couldn't even stand up.
Oh, well, maybe he had rocks in his pocket.
Really?
Fucking asshole.
Wow.
No, he's on the list. He agreed to do a Tony birthday show, and then he fucking blew me off.
Fucking awesome.
I got blown off by Ken Patera.
Fucking awesome.
I was fucking awesome. T-shirt.
Wait, he blew you and gave you a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Part for Miko or Ken?
Marking out also says, come up. After they announced Willow versus Mercedes, instead of helping to establish the tag titles and teams, I decided I don't know the next time I'm watching AEW.
Oof. Too many belts. They're conglomerating too much shit. I mean, that's what they do, right? The freaks.
I mean, Payton is TBS champion. Shouldn't she get a match?
But yeah, whatever.
Or like you just had, like you had the tag team champions and the TBS champion and the Ring of Honor world champion in a tag match.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
There it is. He says, I've watched every week since 2019. I'm just kind of good.
How did you get past 2021 when all the good shit stopped?
Maybe he was a sicko.
Ugh.
I watched every week until, recently.
Right. At some point, there is... I think there's wrestling overkill, right? There's so much fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
Why are you going to waste your time watching something you don't like? Right?
That's why I stopped watching Raw in the 2019s, 2020s. It was not enjoyable, so why am I going to waste 3 hours of my night?
Oh, my God. I watched when they would have the Thunderdome every week because I would get invited to the Thunderdome, and I was just looking for myself on one of the TVs.
Awesome.
It was fucking great. And when people were putting, like, Kenny Omega and Chris Benoit on their screens and they were in the crowd, fucking beautiful.
Jeez Louise.
Go, if you really want to get fucking weirded out, what do you call that show? The fucking Twilight Zone. Watch some old shit during the pandemic. Watch the fucking pandemic WrestleMania. What the fuck were we doing?
It's a weird time, man. A weird
it
time.
Really was, dude. Yep. Having to relive it. Boom, mod on.
stat. Chris Statlander retained her title. Good match.
Buttlander!
I tell you what, Jamie Hayter with her haircut, she's growing on me again.
All right. Yep. I like it. I mean, I picked Joe to retain. I don't give a shit about MJF.
I don't either. I don't care about any of them. And the fucking thing with the dick to the mouth of everybody, stop that. Stop that.
His hair plugs look good, though.
Oh, yeah. His hair is fucking amazing now.
Stop. It's just like it's the same. Everything with him is like his character doesn't grow.
Nope. Because Tony Khan says just keep doing what you're doing.
Right. Like it's like, oh, like I'm going to hurl like the insults. Like I'm going to, oh, you were in WWE. You used to be the fucking Green Hornet in TNA. Like it's just not original.
Oh, and the commentary could fuck all the way off. Still not a fan of any of them on commentary anymore.
Even Daniel?
Yep.
Or Brian?
Even Brian.
Nigel?
I thought Brian did a good job.
Yep. Fuck them all.
Yeah, fuck them all.
We do need Taz back.
It's terrible. Nobody's calling the action. Everybody's inside baseball. Everybody. He fucking called a suplex, a brain buster, and it clearly was not a brain buster. It was a fucking reverse. He reversed the suplex and hit it on Okada, Takeshita did, right? And they showed the replay, and again, he fucking called it a brain buster. You got to stop that shit. Yeah, stop it.
His sock was turned around in his face.
No, but it's ridiculous. Like, you made a mistake. Just fucking say, oh, I thought he came down more on the head. It was more of a suplex, but great showing of power. That's all you got to do. The power of Takeshita took him over. Bam, done. Done. Stop with the inside. And I hate fucking Wade Barrett and what's his nuts for doing the same shit on WWE programming.
Michael.
Stop.
Michael Cole
or Tostatoros or whatever.
They're switching them all up, right? They're reshuffling the deck for Raw.
But it doesn't matter. They all suck. It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
You got somebody fucking in their ear all day. Like,
I would shut it off. I'd be like, you know what? Done.
Click. Hopefully Booker T goes to Evolve.
Yeah, man. Ooh, get it. Go and get it. Yeah, man.
Oh, fucking hand job.
Shucky ducky, cool. Man.
The lack of house shows in both companies is definitely, it hurts, right?
Yeah, and that's why these guys are getting injured more often.
I think WWE is, now they haven't ramped it up to where it used to be, but they're running house shows again
but it's like, what,
just
now?
It's just for the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, are they just doing it now for the holiday tour?
It's usually what they do.
Oh, by the way, on Raw tonight, just so you know, I got a preview email. Stephanie Vaquer defends the Women's World title against both Nikki Bella and Raquel Rodriguez.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yep.
I'm like, the way you guys feel about AEW, like, I'm kind of in the same boat with WWE. Like, I'm not. Like, I'll watch. I like the Royal Rumble. I'll watch the Rumble. But, like, the weekly TV, I just.
I will tell you this. I like Austin Theory's look. I'm holding out hope that they do something right with him. I'm holding out hope. Not saying I have a lot of it, but I'm holding out hope.
It looks like this month is probably their busiest month, December and January, because they're doing the holiday tour shows. And then they're going overseas and they're doing a couple of Road to Royal Rumble shows over there.
Okay. They didn't do they didn't do MSG this year.
No, they did they're doing
MSG.
They're doing Syracuse and they're doing Bridgeport. And they're doing the first Raw of 2026 in Brooklyn.
I did I think what they're doing with Maxine right now, I've really been enjoying. I'm not a huge Becky fan at this point in her career, but I have been enjoying seeing kind of Maxine Dupri and how she's been evolving. Braun Breaker had a fucking phenomenal promo on Monday night. And that guy's got, he's just like, it's almost like at this point you're waiting for that kind of breakthrough moment, which is it's gonna happen. It's 100% gonna happen. Austin Theory, you guys know how I feel about Austin Theory. I think he's a stud. So it's been like
because you weren't here last week. And I complained about it. Was there a better way to unmask him? Like, why did he have to do it himself?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's probably going to be better ways or alternate ways. Or, I mean, ultimately, if it garners a reaction, like, it's good. Is there a way to garner more reaction? I think so. And I think the way, in my opinion, to do it, it'd be to string it out longer. Like, I would have strung it out a lot longer, and I wouldn't have put like different guys in different masks or anything like that. I would have been a little bit subtle. Then I would have been right in your face, maybe 1 week, pull it back a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, tease a little bit, and then go big with it. So I think it was too soon. I would have liked to have seen them tease it a little bit more, but that's the way that they went. And that's what we have now. I mean, ultimately, it's Austin Theory in a spot where I think he's probably going to flourish. I hope that he flourishes, but I think the big problem is that you have Austin Theory, and I think they've always had big plans for him. And then you have Bron Breakker that clearly is the guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's clearly the next stud there. So it'll be interesting how to see how they play those two guys out on the same side of the coin. But
yeah. If Bron Breakker loses, which he probably will on the fifth, though, where do you go from there with him?
One loss doesn't mean shit, Brenda Fly. One loss does not mean shit, man. It's about getting over, not going over, and you 100% know that. So I don't think like one loss is not going to say, okay, you're not in the picture anymore.
I feel like they're not going to strike when the iron's hot with him.
Well, they didn't with LA
Knight. They're going to wait and wait and wait. Yeah, LA, he could end up becoming LA Knight.
I think he's too young for that.
You think he's too young to become LA Knight?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that like LA Knight had the spot where they could have struck with him, but now I think he's cooled, and now I don't think that they can. Well, I can't say that they could. I just don't think it's going to have the same effect if they were to strike with him. Bron Breakker's young, and he's a stud every which way you can look at him. So even if he comes out on the other side of the match with Punk with a loss, I don't think that eliminates him from being in that top. You know what I mean? Like that top tier of guys.
Are we, I'm already tired of Joe Hendry. I'm over it. And why do we have to have every fucking year? Why do we have to have a miracle in 34th Street fight?
We don't.
Why do we have to have Hell in a Cell every year?
Fair.
Why do we have to have War Games every year?
We should
have a Thanksgiving probably.
Why do we have to have the Continental Classic every year?
Yeah, what the fuck are we doing?
We have the G1 every year, too.
I want to bring back bra and panties matches, pudding matches, gel matches.
Yes. Eggnog match.
Mistletoe on a pole match. On my
pole.
Great minds think alike, HK.
Marking out is right. We did not see a Hell in a Cell this year.
Good, let's keep it that way.
No, he said a Hayek.
That's a Hell in a Cell. Hayek!
Hayek!
We when we come back next week, it'll be the day after Wrestle Kingdom 20.
We're not picking it.
No, we're not picking it, but it's a pretty big.
It's 20. Yeah, it's a small card compared to past Wrestle Kingdoms too.
Yes, it is. The last of Tanahashi. Gways.
Yep.
And then a bunch of the New Japan guys. Apparently their contracts are up, so it'll be another mass exodus.
Gabe Kidd, Finley.
Who's going to be left?
Drilla Maloney.
Yeah.
Are they bumping up Hiromu yet, or is he still going to be on the junior side? I thought they were going to bump him up like 2 years ago.
He's been in NOAH, actually. He was their junior. He's been their junior champion.
So he's not in New Japan anymore?
He still wrestles in New Japan, but just not as much.
Yeah, the days of the dying New Japan Pro Wrestling. Holy shit. Who would have thought this fucking 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, really. The fucking pandemic really fucked everything up for them.
No, AEW fucked everything up because when they lost Okada and Ibushi kept fucking breaking his legs, like that was a big loss.
It was.
Fucking what's his nuts? Fucking the fucking eyeball guy can't fucking walk anymore. Tanahashi could barely fucking walk.
Naito, yeah.
I mean, when your four top guys are all fucking going different directions and you're not building anybody else up, what are you gonna do?
Well, they brought a lot of the guys that they brought in went elsewhere. Jay White left. Bronson Reed was there for a couple days.
Oh God, where's Jay White been? He's still hurt.
Yeah.
Jeff oh my Cobb, God, I would go to AEW
for a while.
I would go to AEW just to get hurt and just fucking.
You know, every time they have
I don't think you'd have a choice.
When the Bang Bang Gang has a big match on like a pay per view, he has a retweet. He just from like months ago where it just says, "Are you ready?" Just to fuck with the fans every time. He did it this past weekend too.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's really, I mean, it's a great, 2026 is going to be an interesting time for pro wrestling. Impact's going to be on regular TV.
Handsome Kevin's going to cancel a subscription.
Hopefully.
It's just AMC now, right?
You said 2027 or 2026? Because there's no way he's canceling it.
He's got to have Molly sit down, and she's like, I ain't got time for your stupidity.
No, Double T was supposed to have time for my stupidity, but then I got drunk.
Busy eating carrots.
With my butt.
Yeah, sticking in his asshole.
Carrots. Yikes, dog. Yikes. I'm still, you know, one of these nights we're going to talk about JCW lunacy. I'm fucking loving it.
I'll watch it this weekend.
Yeah, they drop a new episode every Thursday.
I'm in.
On YouTube, and then they do a nice recap before the show starts. Big Vito, highly entertaining. Vince Russo, very funny. I can't believe I'm saying this in 2025, 2026.
Is it an hour-long show?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, gotcha.
Oh, God, it's that long?
It flies, right?
Wow.
They just brought back Madman Pondo.
The Ponder.
Fuck yeah, love Pondo.
Vampiro is the matchmaker now. He's the matchmaker. Golly. What? What is she getting her hand for?
Come on.
Well, he was out of JCW. Violent J kicked him out, but now Violent J's out because Violent J
is Vampiro? He's got to be like 70.
But he's not made. No, he's not 70.
He's got to be. Vampiro fucking Big Vito's in his 60s.
Who?
Big Vito's in his 60s.
Vampiro's 58.
Oh, no, he's older than that. He's fucking Road Warren, dude.
Oh, come on.
He's like 75 in wrestler's age.
He's not wrestling, though.
Doesn't matter.
Why? He has history with the clowns.
Not good history.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. They do a funny thing where they go like back into the vault of Juggalo Championship Wrestling. They had a match inside of Violent J's house in his kitchen. It was Rhino against somebody. It's fucking hysterical. Tony again. What, Tony?
Just a match in fucking Violent J's house?
Yes. In the kitchen. Rhino and somebody else.
You know what?
It was funny. It was funny. They showed some, like, a 3-minute clip of it with their commentary and stuff. And, like, Rhino put hot sauce down this guy's butt. Like, it was fucking funny.
Who was the guy? And can I get his number? I have to book him for the fucking show. Bet you he changed his name to, like, fucking Timmy Hot Sauce or some shit like that, too.
Well, it was going back into the vault. I don't know when this was.
It was probably fucking Greg Valentine. This motherfucker put hot sauce down the fucking hammer's asshole.
I know.
Barf, get the hard sauce. Get the hot sauce.
You motherfucking barf. Bro, his face was like this. Hey, barf.
He was in rough shape. Tony, did you see the thing that came out today about the whole WWE Endeavor Vince McMahon thing?
No, did not.
There's a lot of legal jargon in it that I don't.
Oh, so I saw it.
No, but you would understand it better than me. It was, so, I guess, it was like
Google Vince McMahon legal jargon.
It's essentially right after Vince left the first time, like hours after he left, Mark Shapiro, like there's text messages of him being like, Stephanie and Nick are going to run the company for the next 9 months, and then Vince is going to come back, and they're going to sell to Endeavor. And then there's all this legal shit where, like, there was, like, I don't necessarily understand everything, but apparently you're not allowed to do that when you're trying to sell a company.
No, you're not.
You have to read. It's a very long article. Brandon Thurston put it out. And it's got like text messages and emails and stuff. If I can find a link, I'll send it over to you. It just came out a couple hours before the show started, but you would probably read it and understand it better than my dumb brain would.
That's not fair. I'm sure it was easy to understand. It'll be fine. don't sell yourself short is what I'm trying to say. I've had way too much limoncello. I'm sorry. I think my brain hurts after trying to explain that one.
All right. Anything else?
Yes, homework.
Well, is there anything else anyone wants to talk about?
Yes.
Jackson Stone is the guy's name for that fought Rhino. Just some dude.
In the kitchen?
Stone, yeah.
I want the people I picked in a Deadpool to die next year.
Tony!
What?
What the fuck?
No, I don't mean I want him to die like, you know, horrible deaths. But,
oh, wait. Before
go ahead.
If before somebody falls, it looks like Mrs. Haney is going to take a shower. So, Brundlefly, go ahead, take a dump, man.
I got one brewing, so. Your
wife is amazing.
She's going to break one.
God.
Patreon supporter Emily Brock reached out to me last week and asked if Brundo's shower curtain was a curtain or if it was a glass door, because I guess she was in the shower at Jersey Cow Jesse's, Jersey Cow Jesse has a glass door, and I guess the toilet is there. So she said, I don't know if you came in and I had to watch you dump. Like,
well, why would she stare at him? Like, you don't have to look. You can just mind your own business.
Jersey Cow Jesse's going to be looking at the door like a dog. Like,
well, of course he is. That don't mean you got to reciprocate.
You got my back, right, bitch?
Bitch? What? Jesus, dude.
This guy is just disrespectful to women.
I'm the one fucking drinking over here. Jesus.
Yeah, who's having all those lemon things?
Lemon cello. It's fucking delicious.
There we go.
Who's That's having right. all those lemon parties?
Oh, now you're talking. Sign me up. Don't Google that, people.
No, Google it.
Google that. Blue waffle, goatsy, meat spin.
Mrs. Brundo, she says, for the record, it's a fully closed curtain with the Grinch on it.
Well, the Grinch is sitting on the can behind it, too.
Tropic Gal says, in case you want a glass bottom boat ride.
Yeah, you might be on an island on your own, HK.
No, absolutely not. Wait, is Jersey Cow Jesse actually dumping while she's in the shower?
No. But I mean, like, just like with Ron Reese and Bull Buchanan, like, you know.
I bet you Petey Brown will shit in front of his wife.
100% will not. And actually, his goddamn shower is so, like, he's got to be Andre the Giant in his shower, man. It's way up there.
I would have liked Andre the Giant shower when I went to your house.
Well, you don't get Andre the Giant shower at my house.
No, I didn't. I got my head sticking up over the fucking shower rod.
You want to take a shower with Tropical? That make you happy?
Fuck yeah, if he's going to soap me up.
Do I have to worry about getting water all over your bathroom just because I'm tall?
Nah, just him goggling you.
Goggling?
Not doing bro goggling.
Stuff. Wait. You think you're going to take a shower with Tropical and not do bro stuff?
Yeah. We're buddies.
Wash each other's backs or something.
That's it.
Yeah, with their cranks.
See, even Al's in.
All right, well, I'm out then. Sorry.
That ain't right. Don't worry, Al. I got your back.
Huh. And I'll take
front.
Thanks for doing the intro for us, buddy.
That was weird.
You got to see the other ones. Were just like, not. I wasn't feeling it, but that one I was.
You really do like the AI, huh?
I fucking love the AI.
It's weird.
It's so much fun. So much fun.
I can think of a lot of things that are a lot more fun than that.
I'm not saying it's the most funnest thing in the world, but it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know what's a lot of fun? Taking a shit while your wife is in the shower.
Can confirm.
Poor Brundlefly.
No, his wife was inviting him in.
Yeah.
Brundlefly's got it made. Wait,
that's fucking weird too. Like, hey, what honey, I'm about to take a shower. Why don't you come in and drop? Just drop.
No, no offense. Your idea of rape night, Jesus, date night is Rancho.
What the fuck is going on? My idea of fucking what?
I had Rancho Loco on my mouth and I couldn't fucking get it out.
Yeah. I'll put it there. Man, but not on rape night.
I think we got our title.
We can't name this episode Rape Night.
Well, we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah, we'll put it in the bonus show.
Tune in a couple
Tony
of months. Tony
meant to say your
date nights are always at Rancho Loco.
Rancho Loco, Target, and Walmart.
I didn't realize he expanded the itinerary.
That's what it is. They do the same thing every week.
So they go to Target so Molly could get some stuff, and then they go to Rancho Loco. They go to
Target so he could look for action figures.
No, but then they go to Walmart so he can get some drawers because he doesn't make it home.
Well, now he's got a new pair.
Tropicals just wrote that down.
See, Al's looking out.
Miss Brundo is in the chat. She's on fire tonight.
Oh, my God.
I married so far above my
head. Oh, you sure did, bro.
Yep.
The fuck? I don't know what you were fucking using for ammo or for a weapon, but good God. What's a shower pod?
The Vicks things.
Shower pods.
Yeah.
You drop them in the water. They're kind of like effervescent. They make the shower smell nice.
Menthol smelling.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He lives in a bubble.
But he goes to Walmart.
He doesn't. He goes to the toy aisle.
I got to check out the cards, too.
Which is near the register, probably.
Yeah.
The toy aisle at Walmart. Anything need batteries from the toy aisle at Walmart?
What do you do? Just drop those motherfucking things on the floor?
Yes.
Shower pod?
They deserve.
They deserve to be in the shower with me and not
your have wife deserves the pot.
Taking a dump.
Your fucking monstrous shits.
She don't smell them.
For sure.
Nothing.
Does she give you encouragement too? Like she hears you grunt. She's like, come on, sweetie, you can do it.
She goes, push it out. Push it out.
Usually,
for
it's
the
just,
record, Jesus, Brundo is not eat? Regularly shitting while his wife is in the shower.
I don't, not from what I'm picking up in the chat, bro.
Yeah, when your wife goes in, it's like, I'm taking a shower if you're ready to dump.
Oh my God, she's got the semaphore flag. She's fucking waving them home. Come on in, big boy.
Bring me a couple of extra pods, sweetheart.
Let her know you, did you throw the tape measure? Let her know.
Jeez, it's only so she can realize how close he really is.
Yes. Well, really, what am I supposed to do with a pair of underwear with Miko Maestro's fucking
pants? Fucking wear them.
Your wife.
Wear them.
Yeah. Don't wash them in the porta john.
Yeah, they could be just in case underwear.
That's not
bro. Keep them on the pizza truck.
I'll put them in my bag. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh my God. He comes back to the truck. Mr. Matt, where were you? Bro, you don't want to know. Good thing Miko's with me.
Nobody calls you Mr. Matt.
I don't know what they call you.
Like Mr. Matt's.
Oh my God, dude. Your wife is telling us stories now.
She's on fire.
Are we in fucking penthouse letters? Jesus, what's going on? Wait, we need sexy music to read
on
this.
The holiday season.
Fucking A.
On a normal situation, this doesn't happen, but in between breaks, he always comes in when I'm ready to take a shower after band practice. Oh, ooh. And I chant, sink one, baby.
Gonna write that down.
So she comes home from band practice.
Wait, sink? Why are you shitting in the sink?
I'm not shitting in the sink.
She said the sink one.
Because it's closer to the shower, HK. It's only two tiles away.
Like, you know, when you're shooting hoops, sink one, or when you're taking a dump, sink one.
Yeah, you're not going to bank shot it.
You're not shitting in the sink either. What kind of animal do you think he is?
He's like a gorilla. He just shits in his hand.
Put it in the sink.
Oh, it's not.
Two in the sink, one in the pink.
Do not ever put one in the pink. I don't care what sport you're playing. Do not sink one in the pink.
Holy shit. I gotta drink limoncello more often.
Does it make the show better?
To me it does. Fucking rape night. What the fuck?
Tony! Jeez Louise, buddy.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Where are we landing?
Homework?
Homework? Yes, please, my God. I need to know if the streak is intact.
Oh, yeah. What? And who's up? Brundo, right?
Brundo.
Yeah. It was next week's. So we went back to In Your House 5.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what I assigned for you guys. December 17th, 1995, Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, at the Hershey Arena. Bret Hart defends the WWF World Heavyweight Championship against the British Bulldog. If I can say something.
Sure you can.
Diana Hart Smith is an ugly, ugly woman.
Oh, see? Oh. Hard disagree on that one.
You're damn right she is.
Bro, she
hard disagree.
Gross.
I'm not going to say she's ugly. She's not like, you know, a fucking pinup, but she's definitely like not ugly. She's like a
former Miss Calgary, isn't she?
That's not saying much.
1997.
She's like a Calgary 11.
Ugh. Like, no shot Shawn Michaels, like, 6 months later was trying to feel up on her.
Why not?
Because she's all gross. Sorts of things. It's like the Simpsons where they have the drunk glasses. Michaels is looking through fucking pilled up eyes.
Yeah, but HBK was smashing Sunny. Like, why would he even want to go near her?
I mean, people drool over Sable. I never thought she was anything special.
Yeah.
And Diana Hart, Sable. I said it. There you go.
No, that's wrong.
What?
Yeah. No.
Hard disagree.
Ew, Tony.
Ew, what? Her voice is a little annoying, but she's a looker.
She has a dumb face.
Well, if they didn't show it for fucking 20 out of 25 minutes during this match, you'd probably have a different team.
React to anything. It was just her dumb face.
Dude, it's the fucking Hart family, dude. They don't react to shit. They would show Stu, and Brett was winning his first championship. He was just sitting there shaking like you should.
Yeah, but Stu's been dead since 81.
But even Helen, no reaction? That's your little boy.
They've been around
since 84.
They don't know. They've been around it forever.
No, Owen, I think they react that way to everything.
Yeah. Owen had reactions, and Bruce Hart when he was slipping over the guardrail.
Oh, Bruce Hart couldn't wait to get his fucking dumb face on TV. He reacted to everything.
Yep.
I think Bruce Pritchard told the story like he was writing the scripts for Survivor Series, like he was the hero, and all they did was take his ideas and give them to Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pitched it to Vince, and that was how it was going to be his spot. And Vince liked the idea, but wanted to run it with her. Brett wanted to run it with Owen.
Yeah, it worked out great.
They're fucking dumb. They're so dumb. They're dumb, expressionless faces. Although Diana Hart, yay in my book. 100%. 100%.
Hard pass.
I'll be a man on an island with Diana Hart. You're welcome.
Yeah, you will.
I'll be right there with you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I do.
You'll be shitting while I'm in the shower.
I enjoyed
on this island?
What's that smell, eh?
I enjoyed how they played up that Brett did not have a singles win over Davey Boy.
Oh my god, and they even showed the footage from fucking SummerSlam. It was such a great use of old footage to build to the, oh my god, can Brett lose this match? Amazing. Well,
they mentioned that Davey was wearing the same tights from SummerSlam.
Yeah, I was like, no, he's not. He's fucking not wearing the same tights. They're not the same fucking tights.
Maybe he resold them.
They rewrite their history, even in 1995.
Yeah. Can't do it. Can't do it.
So yeah, I like Cornette's racket. I like how it has a little Santa Claus on it.
Oh,
I like
how Lawler
points it out, and Vince is like, there's a match going on, and you're looking at that.
He had to look at something else other than Diana Hart on screen. Dude, the whole fucking time. The whole time. We're coming down the stretch. There's great shit going on in the ring, and her dumb face is on left of the camera.
Well, I'm pretty sure there was a very strict no blood, no blading.
Yeah. Whoops.
Brett and always always bladed, even though there was no blading.
It's always hard way, Brando.
Yeah, that's right.
Always hard way. Hey, man, Brett was good at concealing the blade.
He was.
Sean was very good at it, too.
He cut it right along his hairline. It's in his book where even the doctor was like, no, this is like a real gimmick.
Yeah.
But I think that was not the plan to go double mug. But Vince, even on commentary, was like, we need to do wide shots. We can't. This can't go on. Oh, my God.
They should stop the match. Referee needs to stop this thing over and over and over again.
Both guys hit pile drivers too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And no, Jerry Lawler's like, hey, that's my move.
Yeah. I taught him that.
Well, he got mad when Brett did it, and then he taught it to.
Yeah.
It was good shit, man. And fucking classic Cornette. He's banging on the canvas to get to get Bulldog riled up, and the crowd just starts chanting, let's go, Brett, and he starts yelling at the crowd.
Yeah.
Such a good heater. Such a good heater.
Yeah, man. Brett made everything look great. He fucking hits those buckles.
Oh, nobody.
He's going to die every time. Jesus.
Nobody should ever hit a buckle but Brett.
He hit it. He hit it chest first the first time. And then when he hit it the second time, it was already loosened up and you got that bang again.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I will recommend that Bulldog don't try to do the flare flip flop and fly into the corner anymore.
Oh, was that when he bounced off his head?
Yes, it was.
Jeez.
Yes, it was.
That was rough.
Because he's a bulldog.
Woof.
Woof, he had it.
You know what else I like? The double clothesline spot.
Yes.
Brett is just like his whole fucking body is in the air.
Oh yeah. He throws it like Macho Man used to, where he actually hooks the guy when it's a double clothesline spot.
You know, I thought this is a really great match. You know, could have done without all the Diana stuff was way like she wasn't even like with the Bulldog is in control and they're showing her and she's just like
no expression whatsoever. Nothing. It was disappointing.
Yes.
Like even when shit happened to her brother, she wasn't really reacting much, you know, like it's still her brother and they kept playing off like, oh, you know, it's Brett and blah, blah, blah. And, you know. Yeah, she's dumb.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I don't know who thought that was a good idea. Maybe Bulldog was like, we got to get my wife involved because she was in Wembley. But I don't know.
I mean, I get it because it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
But like she shouldn't have been that like shouldn't have been such a focal point during the match.
No.
They thought she was beautiful and they wanted to get her on TV and they were hoping she would show a little more emotion. That's what it was.
In 92, they probably showed her a bunch too, I would think.
Yeah, but she definitely
been a while since I watched that one.
I don't remember her being split screen like this for like half the fucking match. This was just above and beyond.
Well, like you said, maybe if it wasn't for the blood, maybe they don't split screen as much.
Yeah.
Because they went wide. They didn't get anything close on Brett. And Brett was bleeding like a mother.
Oh, my God. The canvas was completely stained. Bulldog's tights were all like matted in blood. It was crazy.
Yeah. The mats outside the ring where he fucking gigged himself. Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of aspirin there, huh? Jeez Louise.
Or limoncello.
Oh, I don't think limoncello makes you bleed.
Cut yourself, Tony. Let's find out.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I got my scissors here. I'm gonna fucking Madman Pondo this shit. I'll be
the HK awful quiet over there. What do you got for us, buddy?
He didn't like it.
No, I love this match.
He loved it. He didn't like it.
Yeah, Duke and I watched this not too long ago. For a season before last, something like that. Huge fan of this match. I think it's better than the SummerSlam match. Just the flow of it's much more enjoyable. This time watching it through, I did pick up on when he did blade, which when Duke and I watched it, I didn't pick up when he did. So it's right after, you know, he nuts himself and then falls down and Bulldog kind of knees him and he goes headfirst into the steps there. You can see that's where it is. And then it looks like it just takes a while because when he goes off to the other side, that's when it really starts to start fucking gushing. So did a great job at concealing, like you said. It's a fantastic match. Any way you cut it up, there's not much you can point to go, I didn't like that, unless you're pointing to Diana and cutting that up, because that I did not like. One thing that I love about Brett is something that I think my wife loves about me, and that's the surprise finish. So yeah, that's
How long have you been waiting to use that one?
I thought about it the other day and I was like, yeah, I'm going to work that one in. It is great, though. It's using with the Maestro cradle to finish. And that is one thing that I love about Bret Hart matches, that back when it wasn't like just here's his finisher, there was creative different ways that he would end the match. There's another one where you don't really see it coming and he rolls him up and it's over. Huge fan of this match. Again, I do think it's better than the SummerSlam match.
Yeah, real fun match. We got a note in the middle of it. Undertaker will face the winner at the Royal Rumble.
And he had his fucking Viscera mask on too.
Yeah. In front of the dark. In front of the dark.
And yeah, we're right getting to that 1996 era. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Brett retains, hits the Mahi Strike.
Oh God, that's right. Diesel was already on his, because Brett had just won it back at Survivor Series at this point.
Yeah, but Diesel was all. This is where we get that you know, attitude.
I'm the shit. I'll tell you that.
He comes out during that Raw. He fucking snatches the mic. Yells at Vince. Yeah. Then he fucks with the Undertaker, and the Undertaker fucks with him, and then.
I'm sorry. The Undertaker with that fucking mask on is so stupid looking.
Well, I mean, stupid fucking Mabel broke his face, so.
Oh, I know. I get why he needed a mask, but that mask was just so goofy looking. Looking at it again,
it's the end of goofy times. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Thumbs way up for me on this.
Yeah,
one.
I give it a thumbs up though.
Thumbs up for sure.
Way up.
The streak is alive. Now we get a. Get Brundo's homework.
Brundo. Right.
I got two. So double T, give me an A or a B.
Ooh, let's go A.
All right.
Mickey Knuckles, Mickey Knuckles, Mickey Knuckles.
It is not Mickey Knuckles.
Uh-huh.
Lil Sicko, Lil Sicko. Lil...
Let me find the date. We are going to evolve.
Oh,
and
boy.
We are going to be watching David versus Goliath. Gunther, at the time, just Walter.
Oh,
Darby Allin.
Fuck. This match is going to slap, bang, fuck, everything.
Yep.
Is this match on YouTube, I hope?
Yeah, it's on YouTube, and I can send the link afterwards.
All right, what's the date on
that? Tony, didn't you call an Evolve title match?
I did, but it was Timothy Thatcher.
Yes.
Oh God, who did he wrestle? Was it Ciampa?
Was it Hero or Ciampa? Or...
It might have been Gargano. It was either, I'm pretty sure it was one or the other. But I definitely did call an Evolve Championship match. I called a lot of great matches when I was with Tier 1.
Definitely. Sign up for the Patreon and listen to one of those.
Oh God, that's right. I never went back to listen to that one again because I was embarrassed. I heard myself talking and Matt's going, we're like 30 seconds in and there's silence. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I could sit through this.
No, it was good. It was good.
It was good.
You should listen to it. What was it? Timothy Thatcher.
It was, what was it, St. Finbar's in Brooklyn?
Zach Sabre. Is it Tommaso Ciampa?
I think so. Because I also called the Tier 1 show that same day, and that was Rude Boy Riley defending against Homicide. It was like two shows that day. And the show that they gave us, Tier 1, was the... it was Ciampa and Thatcher. They gave us the title match.
At least you didn't have to call Rude Boy.
I can't hear that.
Referee get between these guys.
All right, stop! No!
I found it.
Why don't you just play REO Speedwagon and fucking complete the night?
Wow. Jesus. If you want to hear Tony call Timothy Thatcher versus Tommaso Ciampa, Tier 1 March to Victory. It is on Daily Motion.
Very of course easy. It is.
Google it and you can find it.
Listen, I'm sure it's amazing, but me going back and listening to myself doing that stuff, I don't know if I can do it.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited for this Brundo Gunth Walter and Darby Allin.
Oh yeah. Early Darby Allin too. It's from 2017.
Yeah, I was going to bring it up.
Fucking A, dude. You go for it. You know the story.
Did you? So apparently, Darby Allin's brother.
His fucking dummy and his dumb fucking brother.
proposed to his girlfriend at Christmas. Like Darby was there and he lit his brother on fire. Like that was the gimmick. Like he's going to light himself on fire and propose to his girl. And in the video, his girl just like runs and gives something to Darby and then runs away. So like,
I think she gave him the fire extinguisher to put him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
And you know what? She absolutely did the fucking absolute right thing in that moment. She ran off. She's not marrying this chode, and this chode fucking stood there on fire.
And Darby goes stop drop.
Yeah, Darby goes stop drop and roll.
She could have not handed over the fire extinguisher. I'd have been okay with that.
Oh my god! Imagine she ran off with it. That would have been actually that would have been the better result. Yep. People, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't set yourself on fire.
Don't fucking hit your fiance with fucking glass light bulbs. Don't fucking throw gusset plates at her. If you're a hardcore wrestling fan, that's fine. She might not be. Please don't hurt yourself in front of her to prove your love. Just fucking propose. Don't be stupid. Be a fucking man. Don't be a douche.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Do it right. This is a moment for her, not for you and your fucking stupidity.
Well, it's 2026, Tony. It's all about fucking likes and views and
stupidity.
Going viral. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that girl dodged a fucking bullet, let me tell you.
That's it. I got nothing. I didn't have anything clever to say.
No, that's that. We hope you guys enjoyed our watching HK going to take a nap. Hope you enjoyed.
Oh, Matt, do you have the street team?
Oh, street team.
I do. I do have the street team.
So cold and burnt.
The street team schedule. They will be out and about doing their thing. Lisa is going to be at the AEW Collision Show January 3rd. SJ will be at WPW Cold Out for No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Wrestling for Falls January 24th and WPW and WSO Brawl in the Hall February 4th. There's also an April AEW show that I will add once I can get rid of one of these dates up here because it all didn't fit on one graphic. So check out the street team at Wizard Street. They're also doing a great giveaway on Twitter. It's super duper easy. Just check out at Wizard Street for all the details. And follow them. Also, shout out to all the guests that were part of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast in 2025. Alec Price, David Penzer, MLJ, The Mighty Maccabee, Dr. Redacted, Dan Barry, Sexy Eddie, Bo James, Jimmy Jacobs, Joel Goodhart, Bay Ragney, Glenn Osborne, Tony Stetson, Gringo Loco, Tommy Trainwreck, Shane Mercer, Sam Stackhouse, Jimmy Corderas, Gary J., B3ka, Brian Solomon, Christara, Macho, Manitobin, Eric Stevens, Ron Reese, and Bull Buchanan. How do you like that, people?
I like that in a Burt.
Yeah, I like that in a Burt.
Quite a mix.
And hopefully 2026 is just as fun and just as successful as 2025 was. What did I do?
What got you, HK? What got you? What got you, you motherfucker?
Barf. It's fucking. How do you like that? You like that in the bird? Fucking Tony goes, I like it in the birds.
Is that what got you? Really? Yeah.
I like it in the birds. Put it in my birds.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie.
For the last time in 2025. Give me the gimmick.
We're not saying goodbye to everyone. Have a safe and hot, happy new year. And
I thought we would do that after.
Oh, that's right. Cause we got to do the good nights or whatever. And that fucking cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
We would like to thank those that support us over at our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardpodcast. Executive producer Manny Kratzo, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, I Dunk Biscuits, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you for your continued support over on the Patreon.
My face on Tony's joke, fucking awesome. My face on Tony's butt, fucking awesome. I said butt fucking. Butt fucking, fucking awesome.
Night, Diana.
Fucking up. Guy? Who's the new guy? Where's Kevin? I don't see him. What are you doing? Oh my God, what are you doing, Diana?
You can see me? You can see me?
Did you taste the pudding? Oh my God, handsome Kevin's on your balls.
What's going on?
I don't understand. What's going on?
Is it really?
It's on the balls, Ma.
And what's a blubber and what's
the blubber's under the balls, Ma. It's okay.
How did I get here? You better behave, all right?
You went to Mexico and had a tortilla.
Look, don't be talking about that.
I can't help it. He had a tortilla. You have this prick in it.
You better behave, all right?
I'm trying, Ma, but handsome Kevin's a horn dog.
Horn dog. Mm. Nice, real nice.
Classic Diana.
Yeah, of course. They always send me the what do you call edibles. Kevin, not me. Take care of them, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. Give me the old what for, no. Kevin.
No. No.
No.
No.
Yeah, Mom, I'm telling you, yes.
You guys okay? Are you on something or?
Oh, definitely, Ma. Definitely tonight. Don't worry, Ma. I'm gonna go upstairs and take a shit in front of the missus. I'm gonna give it the old fucking Yule log, Ma.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, Ma.
You should be proud of your mom.
You want to come over and shit while I'm in the shower, Ma? It's not delicious, Ma. It's a shit.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's a fucking grumper. A grumper out of my dumper. Tumblr, Ma. It ain't just an app.
Did you taste the pudding?
Did you see the two Indian guys? What was it? Yeah, fuck, I don't know.
What, are you crying, honey?
I'm trying not to, but this is funny shit.
Listen, you keep laughing, I'm getting off of here, right?
Please don't get off on the show. I can't, this isn't OnlyFans, Ma. I got double T.
So, you ever shit your pants?
Are you starting on
you, sweetie?
All right, everybody. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. Jesus Christ.
Oh, why are you aggravated? Just watch wrestling and have fun.
Yeah, just have fun, fuckers.
Quincy Potter, will you pee-pee on me?
Yes, I want a golden shower for New Year's. Happy New Year's, everyone. We'll see you guys at the beginning of next year. And, 2026 Hall of Fame inductees will be announced next week. Well, see you later.
I just fucked the sides up. Don't worry about it.
Matt's got a thick cock.
No, I double stuff all day. Look at me. Come on.
Fuck him. Look at him.
You dumb fat fuck.
What the fuck are we doing?
Stinkso McGinkso. I'm the fucking expert.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Lucky. Simo.
Simo. Yeah,
poor people don't like AEW.
Nobody likes AEW, you fucking dummy.
God damn it. Where is it? Where did I put it?
In your ass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very funny.
What are you looking for? You're looking for your prick?
Yeah. Oh, where did I put it?
Well, you can find it next year.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, buddy. Fair enough.
Anybody got any last words?
Is it Brown? Is it Brown?
There it is.
Brown.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like...
That's right.
I forgot about that.
I didn't. I found that.
That's right.
Eat a shit.
Oh, crap.
You son of a bitch. Hi, guys.
Oh, dang it.
Not fucking awesome. I'll beat you off.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm done with the soundboard. Everyone have a safe and happy new year. Make sure you use Uber. Don't drive drunk. And we'll be back next Monday. Hall of Fame 2026.
And may your shits be plentiful while your wife is in the shower.